Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
News today.
When I grow up, I want to obliterate the globalists.
Yes.
War drums. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
As I was sitting here this morning going over the news and developments, I involuntarily went into a rage. I was on an act coming in to the broadcast. That was basically involuntary. And that is completely normal, by the way. If you're informed and you know what's going on in this world and your instincts are to fight with everything you've got and you're not roused to what's happening, then your head isn't screwed on at all. Now, I've got to hit all this. It's all completely over the top insane and it's all in your face. And that's really the good news is we forced evil right out in the open. And it's not backing down. It's just getting nastier. And I could see into the future, all the information that's there, it's going to go badly for them. But it's also going to be very nasty for all of us. But they need to understand no amount of intimidation, no amount of attacks, no amount of bullying is going to stop a large portion of us. And we will absolutely crush you, and you will be annihilated. Let's just be straight about that. And we all know it's a death battle. We all know that's where it's going. So, okay. Now, some of you have been serving the system. You need to give up. You know what's good for you. Now, one of the things that sent me into a rage is that I knew exactly what they would do with Epstein. I predicted what Trump and the CIA would do for national security, covering it up. And then I predicted on air and to the president that they would turn around and stab him in the back, which is what they've done. They have now released less than 20 images from over 90,000, and they have edited the images to make it look like Trump is a pedophile. And I don't even know, once I saw this, I went and looked, and no one else has even figured this out. I mean, that's another thing. It frustrates me so much that I have to sit here most of the time and be the person that looks at something and sees what's hiding in plain view. I mean, I am just insanely angry right now. We'll be right back. We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up!
December 12th, 2025. I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Okay, I'm going to go through this first, because I'm so angry I can't wait. The Democrats get from the Epstein estate 90-plus thousand files, and they release less than 20 photos. And it's Trump in public places, at public events, and it's shots of beauty contestants with their faces covered up. And the message there is, these are victims. These are underage girls, when they're not. We've looked it up. And you can see those women are obviously in their 20s. The point is that this is the crap these people engage in. Last week, they released never-before-seen video at Epstein Island that was released 7 months ago by James O'Keefe, and they blocked out the names on the satanic chalkboard and on the telephone registrar, and there were no Republican names. These people are the filthiest criminals on the planet. And the Republicans have all this crap, too, in Congress. And they don't even know how to go through there and put out all of it. Drop the son of a bitch on the public. And we can crowdsource it and get in there and annihilate these people. I mean, the supposed response and the posture of the White House on this whole thing has been the dumbest handling ever. And I agree with Kyle Serafin when he said, 9 months ago, they have crisis managers in the FBI, DOJ, and the White House that are bad guys, and they are setting up the president. Before this even started, he nailed it. Nailed it. And we need Trump to succeed. Now, I knew there were two ways for him to go right before the election, and I talked about this on air until your ears got bloody. And you remember I said it literally thousands of times. I said, I know how politics and things work. I know he's Mossad, MI6, CIA. We know the whole group. Trump's not involved in that. Trump was in and around as a socialite, where that guy was, you know, in Florida and New York with the elites of the elites. That's it. We already know all this. It's been vetted many, many years ago. So that is the reality of this. And I said Trump needs to just go ahead and expose all of this, and do the right thing and just burn down the establishment? Or he will then sign himself onto it obliquely, but still it's wrong, and then they're going to turn around and selectively release all the same recycled crap, and your base is not like Democrats. They will not put up with that, and it will hurt you big time in the base, and we'll lose the midterms. We were way ahead of all of that. And Trump did what Ratcliffe and the CIA asked him to do for the King of England, number one, and then for Israel, and then for the CIA. And that's why Trump's so pissed and says, fine, go ahead and release it all, because they turned around and did this. Oh, look, Epstein had condoms making fun of the modern Trump. Epstein hated Trump because he got him kicked out of Mar-a-Lago 18 years ago. That's all in recordings, interviews, on record. Because he thought Trump dropped the dime on him, which he did. For scooping Virginia Giuffre out of the club. And other things. So, we already knew all this. I vetted Trump before. I supported him 10 years ago. If they ever had anything real, they would have used it. We know that. And so all these people keep saying, oh, when are we going to get the file? Like there's one file and one list. Here's the pedos. No. There's gigantic, massive mega loads of crap this guy had. You need to ask, where's all the stuff the FBI raided over the years? Well, it was all sent to the Southern District of New York, where Comey's daughter sat on it. Where is all that? Why has it Comey's daughter been indicted? Where's all the hard drives? Where is all of it? All the video. No, judges have been battling to stop the grand jury stuff and all that coming out when Trump's trying to get it released. Trump finally went to another judge, got them to release it. Now it's being processed and about to be released by the court. But look at the innuendo here. Look at the frame-up job. Look at the hoax. Oh, condoms from the first Trump administration, I'm huge. A photo that Epstein took that he thought was cute in a store. Ooh, that proves Trump is doing stuff. And then pictures of dildos. Oh, my goodness. Epstein had all sorts of weird sex toys and stuff. That's Trump's fault, too. Then they have a couple photos at public beauty pageants that are public publicity shots out of a newspaper. That's out of a newspaper. Epstein took a picture of Trump in a newspaper. He was obsessed with him. And he's obsessed with everybody famous. Just massive tons. And then, look at the subliminal or ethereal programming there. It's also overt. Oh, look. These are victims. We have to cover up their faces. That's the innuendo. That's the hoax. That's the fraud. And in the photos, including ones with his family or anything, they block out the women's faces, but not the men's, because the men are all doing bad things. Then they got Woody Allen, who I think the evidence, is clear as a pervert, married his daughter. And that's no secret. And the Democrats all supported that. They all support Polanski. Standing ovations at the Oscars for him while he's, hiding out in France. Roman Polanski. So they're the ones targeting our kids. They're the ones pushing pedophilia openly. And Trump should be out there saying, you're the pedo party. You're the drag queen story time. You're the sexualization of children. You're the ones putting it in elementary schools. I just got another list of nationwide elementary schools where they're putting all sorts of horrible crap in there. Oh, for first graders, this is Santa. He's married to this male elf, Mr. and Mr. Santa. Oh, they like to be naked. It's okay to be naked. And you've got you know, images of men and women naked for five-year-olds. I mean, it's the school sexualize your children, having discussions with your children that you decide when to have, but they're going to decide to have it. Remember Bill Clinton's nominee for Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders? There's tape of her out there where she's saying, she also wrote it and she talks like this. We need to go in, whether the parents like it or not, at the nurseries, and from the time the child's 6 months old, we need to little boys and girls reach down and masturbate them before they go to sleep at nap time. We need to masturbate their little penises. I'm serious. Limbaugh used to play it. It's so hard to find. I found it again like 10 years ago, and then we can't find it again. In fact, anybody can find that, send it to me. Everybody, it's in there's news articles, transcripts of it, but that creepy voice, you gotta masturbate the babies. Trump needs to put a reel together of them pushing pedophilia. You got these Democrat senators in California that got the law changed where you can rape down to 12-year-old boys and it's okay as long as it's gay. If you rape a girl, though, you still go to jail, but you can rape a 12-year-old in the ass and that's okay. I mean, flame throw these fucking people. In regard to masturbation, I think that it's something that is a part of human sexuality, and it's a part of something that perhaps should be taught, but we've not even taught our children the very basics. And I feel we will have tried ignorance for a very long time, and it's time we try education. But there's quotes, though, literal audio. You need to reach down into the crib and masturbate the penis. Never forget that creepy voice. You think I'm joking? Pull up clips of her talking. She says, I nail her voice. You don't need 20 types of deodorant. Communism works great. Bernie Sanders. Sorry. So these are deranged lunatics. They've taken over much of society. It's a worldwide cult of degenerates. And then all they've got is Trump going around to big public events with the who's who to promote his properties. That's what he is a promoter. First and foremost, a salesman. He sells America now. He does a damn good job and busts his ass. He's a promoter. You want to say something negative in a way, it's not really negative. He's the circus master at a thousand ring circus, the greatest show on earth. He sells the American dream. And when you believe in it and get behind it and work hard, it happens. So they call him the circus master. I'd say, okay, yeah. Pedo, no. And look at these photos. You read the articles. Listen to this. Explosive Epstein photo release shows Trump, Clinton, and ex-prince. And then they mix in at a public event. As disturbing images expose pedophile's sick private world. So they mix it together like it has something to do with Trump, but though it doesn't. The photos do not implicate any of the individuals in Epstein's crimes. Democrats have selectively released 19 photos of a collection of 95,000 unseen images from Epstein's estate. And all they got was two new ones with Epstein at public events. What do you think happens when you're super famous? People take pictures with you. It is unclear why House Democrats have chosen to release these specific photos. Oh, it's unclear? You look at this, and it's six women or whatever around Trump. It's a beauty pageant. He's got his arm around one of them. You can look at these women. They're clearly in their 20s. And then you go look up his pageants and even found the one. So the idea is, here's victims. Here he is. That's what they push. They'll have, you know, images of his daughter. And they're at a pool, and he's got a shirt on and his shorts on, and he's sitting back in the chair, and his daughter's sitting on his knee, and they go, ooh, look, his daughter sits on his knee. Oh, my goodness. This is so evil. That's what you got. Oh, and then Steve Bannon. That runs around politically everywhere trying to get donations into the Republican Party and lobbying. And they've released the emails. And he's like, can you put pressure on all your people to try to get this tax cut done? And you know, these are Chinese spies. Can you help me expose these Chinese spies? And then he goes over there and interviews him. And then we go, we got Steve Bannon. Anybody ever accused Steve Bannon of anything? Any of his ex-wives? Anybody? No, it's all crap. Steve Bannon's a brain bug. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, he's like a mastermind, and he like only cares about politics. Not running around with his tallywhacker hanging out. New Epstein pics release showing Andrew, Trump, Woody Allen, and Richard Branson, but not Trump with them. But you read it, all the same, sounds like he's there. Ooh, sex toys found, Trump in photos, but not those. And now we heard this back at the time from good sources. Mongino knows this was ridiculous. They say there is no extra Epstein files, and Epstein acted alone, and you know, he killed himself, and the Easter Bunny's real. And now that's why they're saying he bet big blow-ups with Mondi and all the rest of it is on his way out. But the reason we need cabinet shakeups is in the areas where we're not getting delivered what was promised. We're getting it with Noem. That's why you're hearing she's going to be fired, but she wasn't. We're getting it with Homan and people. We're getting it with Gabbard. We're getting it with RFK Jr. in spades. And he's getting more done than I thought. Because it's insanely good. Let's never hear about it. And the issue is the Justice Department. And I understand it's a culture of cowards and globalists and scum and traitors and operatives. And they've got a few good people. And I understand. That's why. And he's got all the courts blocking everything he tries to do. I know it's hard, but you can get people in there that can get it done. And so I'll talk about this later, but Susie Wiles, and I'm not saying, you know, she is a good organizer. That's confirmed. And has helped Trump get more control over the Republican Party. But tell you, people don't want Trump doing rallies. I mean, they do like that, but that's nothing compared. He does. He's a campaign for candidates. That definitely helps. But you got to balance that. Real indictments, real prosecutions of Brennans and Clappers and Comeys and Jack Smiths and all of this, that is what people want. You'll get hundreds of seats. You know, you'll be up at 300 in the House of Representatives if you do that. People want justice more than they want a good economy. 10 out of 10 conservatives I talk to are populists say, hey, man, I live in a shack to see these devil-worshipping Satanists kicked out of power and this reversed. The truth is, though, we kick them out of power, we'll be living in palaces comparatively. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. On average, way more often. Oh, I'd rather die on my feet than on my knees. Well, guess what? You get to live on your knees and win. You think the globalists, can survive and run their operation if more people stand up and if more people are aggressive in the face of this? So Trump needs to put out video compilations of Democrats promoting pedophilia and degeneracy and their policies. He can ask the public to do it. We'll do it. We'll do it for you. And you need to go on the warpath and point out they found 60,000 of the kids and rescued them, many in sex slavery. People go, well, where is it? They're children. They're sealed cases. But there's ways to get the information out legally. And Trump needs to go full PR on this, which they've been doing. Overall, good job in between all the other work they're doing at ICE, but it's important. It's the Democrats that shipped in a million kids it's up to now. Many of them in sex slavery, slave labor, all confirmed. Vaporize them, and then if you indict Mayorkas for any of the crimes he's committed and the charities he runs and the things he's involved in, he's the kingpin. You indict Mayorkas, who's been scared, running around trying to secure pardons and stuff, but he didn't get it. We win the midterms despite all the election fraud. It overrides that because of the landslide. There's only so much fraud they can make in, as you know. Which I explained last election, people now understand it. There's a lot of factors, but that's the bottom line. So we must go on the warpath, and they've caught it on hot mic. And I tell people that are there, Trump is constantly saying, attack, 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 go after them, do this, do that. He's running around calling up the big food suppliers and calling up the beef monopolies and saying, you know, the meat packers, stop it or I'm going to bust you up. He's got the government investigating that. He is scurrying around trying to get energy prices down, which he's done. We'd be in a lot worse shape if Kamala was in. And you got the Democrat blue states openly blocking, because it's the states that collect it, the no tax on tips. Trump needs to be hammering their asses. He needs to fly to California and go to these pot farms where they saved all the kids and point out that there were shootouts there. He needs to go into a diner and a restaurant and walk in and show how the damn tax money is still being taken and how the states are keeping it with their foot on the neck of the hardest working people in this country. People bust their ass in those restaurants. They bust their ass at those coffee shops. They bust their ass masseuses. They bust their ass parking cars. They bust their ass in all the places you get tips, and they live off the tips. I parked cars for a year when I was 18 on top of my other job. You know why? Because I made a lot of money. I was nice, got in the car, boom, money. All I was polite and nice. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I'd go home after that. You know, $300 in my pocket. Oh, my gosh, though. It would be bad. Like, UT would have events. They'd hire the company I work for to try to go from the convention center a block and a half over, a city block, and then up a 8-story car rise. And they start coming out. They give you your deal. You run up the stairs. Elevator's too slow. I mean, one night I lost like 8 pounds. And you get in your car and you bring it back to them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, because there's such a line and stuff going on, and you're back in the line, they're pissed. You just apologize and you still get a tip. But, man, I was a good driver back then with standard, but you'd get in some Porsche 700 horsepower stick shift and you're in a parking garage. You know what it's like to put it in reverse with that much power and not ran into the wall? And then you put it in first gear and the son of a bitch wants to jump to 40 miles an hour immediately? Sorry, side issues. The point is, I've done all that stuff. I've waited tables. I've parked cars. And you know what? You can make damn good. You can live decent on that. And the point is that this is screwing people. It's evil. They claim they're for the common person, and they're the opposite. But illegal aliens, like I told you, now it's all out, get three times the goodies of citizens, of veterans. They're just flooding them with cash to get them here, to be their little voting block. Blue state governors are refusing to implement Trump's no tax on tips. Big article. You need to go read it. It's on InfoWars.com. If it doesn't make your blood boil, and if it doesn't make you want to win these midterms and enforce all this stuff Trump's doing, then you're insane. I've got over 20 articles today of judges releasing illegal aliens in this week. 18-wheelers kill people. 18-wheelers smash busloads of school bus kids. Illegal aliens rape 5-6 people. Kill people. And they let them out. I mean, it is crazy. It's the same in Europe, same in Canada. It's the same policy. It's the Soros group. It's the globalists. They are literally at war with the West, trying to take us down. Because they want the whole world to collapse into abject poverty and debt so they can then dictate through the social credit score, universal basic income, because you'll be in debt to them, but they'll still give you your little enough to live, and then they'll dictate every form of your life. And it's all happening. They got the chains set up, ready. They're putting the chains on us. These people are wild, insane, megalomaniacal supervillains who want to chop your son's dicks off and your daughter's breast off and fry you with 6G and chemtrails. Screw them! Wait, go.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And in many cases captured by a legion of evil, a culture, a spirit, a methodology, a system, a cult. And it rears its head throughout history. There are people that like corruption, like domination, like evil, like fraud, like torture, like murder, like death. And when good people aren't involved and engaged, the evil people get organized and get in control, and then over time, they die, they retire, and always more evil people get in control. And with that comes arrogance. And that's when the cycle always pushes to the point where good has to stand up, because the evil gets so unbelievably flagrant. It's evil for evil's sake. The destination is the journey. The journey is the destination for them. They love it. And those of you that don't like evil and all its different flavors, you're blind because you don't think like them. And that's why people are so naive. And that's how evil gets away with things, because people don't believe the devil exists. Remember, that's the second big trick. Biggest trick is that good doesn't exist. It does. And people sit back and go, how has Alex Jones survived? How is he? He must be with them, because you don't believe in yourself. Good is infinitely more powerful than evil. The fruits of all we've done has been good against evil. But people don't want to believe they can fight evil because they want to be lazy and say it's all over. So they can point at people with the best records, the best fruit, and say they're not real, because it makes them feel big. And I don't care about people saying that about me, because I know I've got integrity to the max. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. I don't go around, I'm a good person, I've got integrity. No, I don't like evil stuff. I don't like every mainline imam literally running their mouths, thousands of videos. You can go to their mosque down right now in Austin, and all they talk about is global domination, how they're supreme, and how they're going to kill everybody that doesn't submit and rape all our women, because our women deserve to be slaves if we don't convert to Islam. Without even looking, I see like 50 new video clips a day of it. You don't get pissed off when people are laughing at you saying we're taking over? If you look, I'm going to put it on screen later. I had my stack of stuff that I sent you. I'm just lost it, or it got mixed in somewhere here. I've been so wild today. I got so pissed while I was getting ready. Reading this Epstein stuff. Trump released the Ilhan Omar court records, immigration records. Damn right she married her brother. And you look at the photos of her and her brother that are in the post that I sent you guys. And just the arrogance coming out of his eyes are just, it is just unbelievable. Well, that's 1,000 years of them being the ruling tribe over the Somalis and the slave trade and piracy. And that's what it looks like. I'll send it to you again. It looks evil as hell. Sent to you right now again. No problem. Here it is. I'll send it 3 times. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Look at those people. It's not that they're black. I can go find you evil ass looking white people. Newsom's got those same eyes. That's the eyes of a demon. 100% there's an interdimensional avatar invader in both of those people. Those people are absolute aliens. 100%. Predators, here to kill, steal, and destroy. Vessels of Satan. Overflowing. In love with themselves. Utterly disgusting. Bunch of perverts on top of it. Oh, by the way, Islam. Oh, my God. Just total perversion. Let me show you videos out of Afghanistan and other countries where they make the little boys dance for them and have sex with them. That's how the CIA pays all those imams over there as the little kids. That's declassified. A dirty dandy, Ilhan Omar's fashionable alleged brother. No, it's her brother. It's confirmed. And second husband emerges online. All right, I'm going to get to that later. The point is that these are the evil people. The Woody Allens, you know, these people, just all of it. And now Trump has released the court records and the government records. And I can't wait to see that evil witch indicted. The problem is the federal prosecutors in Minnesota, even the ones that said the Republicans, are horrible, because they're all in on it, folks. You don't just think it's the Somalis that stole over $8 million, we've now learned, in Minnesota alone, and it's getting worse by the day. They didn't turn to blind eye. Chinese communist agents like Tampon Tim Walls and the Democrats bring in these corrupt known groups to be their foot soldiers, to be their bagmen. Tim Walls in the 90s was in full page articles, the newspaper pushing it for the Chi-Coms, saying, I go to China dozens and dozens of times. I live there. They're going to give you money. If you're in the military or government at any level, contact me at my office. I want to take you to China. They are going to fill your pockets. He says they're going to give you so much stuff, you're not going to be able to believe it. He runs Chi-Com Chinese intelligence ads in the newspaper. The newspaper publishes it, but it's an ad to infiltrate America. That was during the Clintons when it was green light. Give them all our missile secrets. Give them everything. It's a collection of absolute foaming at the mouth criminal garbage. Newsom, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, all of them are absolute monsters. From hell. And the good news is they're so hateful and rude in Texas and Tennessee and Maine and Minnesota and Washington State that, you know, the main group talking crap about them is black Americans. They're like, these are the most arrogant, rudest, most corrupt people. Get them out. Hey, man, how you doing? I don't talk to you. I'm an Arab. I'm an elitist. I mean, they're basically equivalent of like Arab / little bit African KKK. People go, well, how's that? They're brown. Come on, people. You go over to Africa, it's so damn tribal, it'll make your head spin. You know, the only societies that have done well in Africa are the ones that have been Christian. That's the ingredient. Just like Europe was always killing itself and couldn't get industry going until Christianity came along. It works. Whether you believe in God or not, it works. We don't need Islam. We need real Christianity. But that's a side issue. Let me get back into all this because there's so much to get to today. And I got big guests coming up I haven't told you about, and I'm just out of control. Oh, my goodness. He's been called Putin's brain. He's definitely the modern philosopher over in Russia, kind of the Alexander Solzhenitsyn 2.0. Russian ultranationalist, I guess you could call him, Alexander Dugin, whose daughter was assassinated by NATO a few years ago, will be joining us coming up in just about 15, 20 minutes, so we better get to the other news here. And then we have other big guests on maids up in Canada, where the government isn't just killing people that want to be killed, they're killing people that don't want to be killed. And it's the model for the rest of the world, so you need to listen to this and a lot more about what's happening. It's incredible. So it's like having a time machine to know the future. You look at what's happening in Europe and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, you know the exact plan. That's why it's so important. That's why you got to pay real close attention. Because our listeners care. They have empathy. They understand. Even if we weren't going to be affected by this, we should care about a country in slavery or going into slavery. But this is the exact same group. So it's like having a time machine to know what your enemy's going to do to observe this. But we need to liberate Canada culturally and with the truth. We need to liberate Germany and the UK. They literally need liberation from hardcore North Korea level stuff. Life in prison for not using the right pronouns? Ireland. Huh? People hear that, don't even believe it. Look it up. 3 years in prison because you get raped and you say, I want you to deport the Muslims who commit 80% of the rapes in Germany. Yep, lady, 3 years in prison. Guy that raped you, 6 months probation. I got new articles today. They are at war, the judiciary, the system. The Soros and the CIA have gone and trained all the judiciary of Europe. They brag about it. They're all involved together doing it. They are the so-called ruling class. What they are is a bunch of scum. I'd say 80% of the judiciary now in any major city or at the federal level is as corrupt as hell. There's still some good people left, but it's the minority because they put their people in as the DAs and as the judges all over this country, and that's how they're ruling, and that's how they're taking the country out. Everybody focuses on them letting criminals out to wreak havoc. That's big, but not as big as the fact that the Soros prosecutors in control and the attorney generals, they persecute patriots. That's the really devastating system. Not that all the death and murder that they allow isn't important, but the political power of going after all of their political opposition and outlawing it and forming their shadow dictatorship and totalitarian system, that's the power. That's the real takeover. That's the teeth. But as usual, everyone focuses on a side derivative. So let's play just a few of these things that piss me off. Listen to this. I can play you 50 of these that are new just this week. Listen to this arrogant guy in his nightgown, guaranteed he's on welfare, guaranteed his five wives are on welfare. He's just totally full of arrogance. And listen to him. He says, you pay us a tax, we control you, but you still follow Sharia law. You're basically still you're just a Muslim slave. But if you don't, we're going to kill you, and we're going to take your wives and children as slaves. And it's in the Quran that you can take their women and kids and put them in sex slavery. Isn't that loving and liberal? But this is what the left endorses. A military cult battle plan to enslave everyone. And you can be a soldier of Islam and then get some of the benefits and be a slave master over your wife and kids and everybody else. Or you can be a slave of them, follow all their rules. But if you decide to be in any area they're in, once they get a high enough number, they're going to slit your throat. This is Islam. This isn't radical Islam. This is Orthodox Islam. Play the clip.
When Muslims go
start it over. I want it crisp. I want it crisp. Oh, let's start playing again.
When Muslims go and conquer the adjacent country, what do? We kill them all? No. The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you. Subhanallah, for this little money? Yes. And you enjoy sitting in your homes and in your country and live your life normally. But the ruling is for Sharia. So you do not open nightclubs, you do not fornicate. If they refuse, then we have to fight. And if we fight you, then we capture you, you become our slaves, and we take your land, and you take your... Because you refuse, I give you two good options in the coming 40, 50 years when the Muslims become strong as they're supposed to be.
So there you go. A declaration of war on you and your family. Submit or be killed or be a slave. And it's in the Quran. You can take their women down to age 9 and rape them in Muslim prostitution houses called harems. Tens of millions of Europeans were grabbed by the Muslims in all their invasions. They pushed, took Spain, went all the way into Poland. The Russians stopped them in their area. And finally, England and France said, whoa, this is out of control, mounted up and went and pushed their ass back. And the Serbs held on, and the Greeks did too. Yeah, they almost took Rome 4 times. They took Constantinople. Do you even know what that is? Better learn about it! This is cancer. You know what else is cancer? MS-13 and TDA, the bagmen for the Democrats. Venezuela is the king daddy of all that. Yeah, most of the drugs don't come from there. They direct it and control it. It's the nerve center. By the way, they got all the refueling planes now. The troops are massing. It's getting close. Alleged MS-13 gangbanger, alleged, it's been confirmed, Kilmar Abrego Garcia is now back on the streets, pledging to fight the Trump administration. Here it is.
Y ahora estoy aquí, de pie frente a ustedes, y la lucha seguirá. Yo seguiré de pie, no le bajaré la cabeza a nadie. Siempre estaré de pie sobre todas las injusticias que ha hecho este gobierno.
I stand here today with my head held up high, and I will continue to fight and stand firm against all of the injustices this government has done upon me.
That is their superstar, and I love the virtue signalers there with their Islamic garb on. You know, it's just all disgusting. Appointed judge by Obama orders him to be released from ICE custody immediately, and now he's out. Carl Higbee did a good breakdown explaining what the Republicans need to do to win the midterms and why it's so important. We need more of this attitude. This is what we should be hearing everywhere. And I like seeing that on Newsmax that closely aligns, you know, with the White House, with their messaging. We need to see more of this on Fox News. No more kissing Trump's ass. He's mad. He's pissed. We need to support him getting the changes made in his cabinet to get the job done. We need to push Trump into his instincts. It ain't hard if we just do it. Here he is.
Everyone's, oh, this is the most important election. No, the most important election of our lifetimes from here on out is the next one. Okay? And then the one after that. And then the one after that. And if Republicans don't make these things into law and get this through their head, they're gonna lose. And Republicans are gonna sit there in the mirror and scratch their head. I don't understand why we didn't have turnout. The better question is, Mike Johnson, why would we show up to vote? You haven't thrown a single person in jail. There's no accountability for COVID, and New York Dems ran the guy who literally stuffed elderly patients into retirement homes with COVID and killed people. They blocked meds that would have saved lives. They shut down schools. They forced people to get a vaccine against their will, who then got heart conditions and nothing happened. And they lied about it, coming from some dude that it was in a wet, he ate a bat in a wet market while Fauci and his cabal were killing beagles and funding the Wuhan coronavirus lab and expecting us to believe that it didn't come from a lab in Wuhan named coronavirus. No one in jail for Russiagate, for censorship. Not one of the 51 former intel officials who told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian plant. It actually does turn out that Hunter Biden was in fact smoking crack in bathtubs with hookers. You failed to indict Letitia James for like the third time today because you did it wrong the first time. Still haven't charged Adam Schiff for the same mortgage fraud. Looks like James Comey is probably going to get off scot-free. And the best the Republicans can do is, here's $800 million more dollars for Ukraine. Why the hell would Republicans be excited to vote if Trump's not on the ballot? You want to keep your majority? Throw 100 people in jail for political corruption and all the corruption that Doge uncovered. None of those people are in jail. That's like low-hanging fruit, including everybody involved with the auto pen. Primary, all the 21 state senators in Indiana who just voted with Democrats to oppose congressional redistricting for their own party. They essentially just gave up 2 seats. Abolish the filibuster and just start getting stuff done. Give us nationwide reciprocity. Abolish the income tax. But while you're at it, let's deep six the IRS and then you can sell the building or drone strike it or do whatever you want so nobody can come back to it. And then you can tell the Muslims seeking refugee status in to do it in the 56 surrounding Muslim countries that they have rather than here so we don't have to pay their benefits. You do that, you'll gain seats in the House. We'll have 300 seat majority. People like me, we'll be excited to go out and vote because we're not right now. Because if you do that stuff, man, Mike, I'm telling you, I will legit run through a wall like the Kool-Aid dude to get to the polls. But if you don't, you'll lose.
Absolutely on target. Now, key information. They're having a state auction. Now they're saying middle of January. If it's a fair auction, the good guys will buy it. InfoWars will survive. If not, it's the Auctions Network. Regardless, we merge the two, you know, if it does survive. But we aren't under this bankruptcy able to get any real product that's been authorized by now the state receiver. they let us get fish oil and turmeric because they're such good sellers, but that was sold out, a little bit more is coming in. That doesn't pay the bills. But they allowed us to do fundraising posters, okay? And that doesn't go to the bad guys. That's the money to run this place. They have to keep it going until they try to have the sale. You understand? So we're literally on fumes, and the gas station is 5 miles away. We have just enough gas to get there if you gas us up when we get there. Okay? So we're going to fight right to the end, folks. We aren't giving up on this. So I asked the crew, well, I designed two of these posters. And one says, defend the West. It's got a really cool image of a Crusader King holding up a cross from a true story that actually happened, but there's a statue of it. It says, defend the West, InfoWars, 1997, 2026. InfoWars, and my signature, it's huge, it's awesome, it's a really nice poster. I designed that one. I designed this one. Make no peace with evil with the same Crusader, but it's kind of reversed imaging there. It's darker. Powerful. And then Rob Dew had the idea for this. It's a real still shot of me in the Alex Jones network studios 6 months ago that's gone viral. It's a very shockingly powerful. I'm not usually into posters of myself, but it is cool. And so it's limited edition. You can get it signed for $25 or get a signed one if you really want to help us fundraise for $99. So we actually get real money in for this operation. And so the crew can get a little Christmas bonus. All right. So you are literally, deciding here whether we continue on, and you're helping the crew out. And these are historic. Get the posters now at get the posters now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is where they're exclusively available. I'll be signing them today. They're in the warehouse. They're shipping out. They just went on the InfoWarsStore.com today. And let's do a wide shot actually here in the studio. I want people to see how awesome this is. I mean, that is a really awesome poster. So great job, Rob Dew, coming up with that idea. It's got John Paul Jones quote at the top. I have not yet begun to fight. It is awesome to go in your barbershop, your business, your den, wherever. This is all what we are doing, and we are taking action, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the offense in the info war. They're all limited edition. We're not going to give up to the last minute. We're going to leave it all in the field, but I can't do it without you. Thanks for your support. Separately, thealexjonesstore.com has giant Christmas sales going, 40% off site-wide, including the apparel, ultramethylene blue, all of it, bovine colostrum. That is a massive discount. It goes till Sunday night at midnight. I need your support. Plus, these products really work. Give yourself the gift of incredible health, clarity, and energy. Get the methylene blue. We've got the best. If this is not hype, it's incredible. Our creatine's the best. It's all there. Take action now. Thank you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Alexander Dugan. My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves. We'll be right back.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Alexander Dugan joins us in 6 minutes. He's connecting now. Some stations don't carry this segment. Please remember, we are in fundraising mode. I am fighting the CIA, the DOJ, stay behind. There are criminal investigations of them. We're about to file a huge civil rights suit for the criminal actions, conspiracy against my rights and my family's rights. That is all coming up. It's going to take money to do that. I'll never stop fighting. I'll never back down. It's impossible for me to sell out or give up, but I could give out. This dog fights as hard as you allow me to. I'm a pit bull. I'll fight, but I got to get fed and got to get given water. I'm not complaining, but I need your support. Do your Christmas shopping with us right now. We are maximum effort against the enemy. We'll be right back with Alexander Dugan. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation, and so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night, and they kept them awake all night. And they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing, to help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer because if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized, sometimes they're at rest, sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in, like long cells. So for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system, and it's a really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye, and creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine, and it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body, and that includes pumping stomach acid, it includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell. That also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
And we have the best at the Alex Jones Store.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at thealexjonesstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour of this live Friday, December 12th, 2025 transmission. It is 12:06 p.m. Central Time, coming to you from Texas. All right. Every military analyst from China, Russia, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, no one disagrees. The International Atomic Association of Scientists with their doomsday clock in Chicago. It is the closest to nuclear war we've ever been on the threat escalation ladder. And the ladder developed in the 50s has been adopted everywhere. It's very accurate. And we're in the high 20s now. You start going up more, we're in a nuclear war. Okay? And I know most of you know this, but it needs to be recapped. The EU has said for 4 years their business model was to get a war going with Russia. That's what they started. Their admitted plan. Victoria Nuland, they've all admitted it. Dozens of their economic ministers and defense ministers have said, we played the clips, we're going to have a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia. We will win. They will bankrupt. We will break Russia in 5 parts. And their business plan with their collapsing economy and demographics is conquering Russia. The same plan of Napoleon Bonaparte, Adolf Hitler, and before that, the Muslims, the Mongols, it just goes on and on. This is insane. And it's mutually assured destruction. Now they're trying to steal all of Russia's money, but EU countries aren't going along with it, so now they're threatening them. Starting this weekend, when Trump called Zelensky a dictator, which he is, said have elections, because he won't even read the peace plan, that's very reasonable. And the only way Ukraine has out of this, being a NATO puppet, and put in this horrible position to create a Russian civil war is what it is. It's what it is. He's completely controlled, and he said no, he won't even look at the plan. So Trump is done. So then we have the deputy head of the EU and others say Trump is an enemy and Trump and America is now a national security threat because he doesn't want us drug into a apocalyptic end of the world scenario because he's not insane. Here's a few exhibits before I go to our special guest, Alexander Dugin, who's one of the top philosophers in Russia. NATO ally Denmark labels U.S. a potential security concern in new intelligence report. After Trump put out the new national security directive saying NATO is one of the main threats because it wants war with Russia. No kidding. Like Hitler? EU elites in panic mode threaten Belgium with bankruptcy over refusal to rob Russian assets. Leader stands firm against Brussels. That person better have bodyguards, folks. They're going to shoot them like FICO. EU breaks fundamental vote rule to freeze Russian assets indefinitely. Now they're saying, oh, we don't even need a vote now. Unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen. That's allied with the British Empire. That's the modern Hitler, the real thing. That is psychotic megalomania. That will get us all killed. That's the number one threat on Earth right now. This witch that doesn't even know what end of a gun a bullet comes out of. The Pentagon, all of them have told it. Even the NATO chiefs, don't do it. But these psychos want to. Dugin, C5 as the MAGA model of multipolarity. We'll get to that. Blackwater is BlackRock, the typo here. CEO Larry Fink is literally running all of this as a giant money laundering operation. So that's what we've got. We've got NATO head. We must prepare for scale of war our grandparents endured in World War II, NATO chief Root says. Ruta. Go read this. Well, guess what? They've done polls. 80% of the Europeans, Germans, French say they're going to flee. Yeah. Only problem is you better go to the southern hemisphere and still you'll probably die from radiation. But here's the good news. We'll go to Alexander Dugin. Trump's got to take the gloves off. Don't just leave NATO. No. Break up the EU. There's all these states that don't want to be under it. Most of them didn't even vote to get in it. It literally was set up as a trade deal scam, Treaty of Rome in 56. We have all these allies over there, led by Viktor Orban in Hungary. Point out it's unelected. Point out they're killing all these AfD candidates. Point out it's the new Hitler. And just break it up. We can do this. We've got all these senators who want it. We've got Elon Musk pushing it. This needs to be done. So that is really good. It needs to be done yesterday. All right. Dr. Alexander Dugin. I won't go over his whole bio. Best-selling author, researcher, top Russian philosopher, you know, undoubtedly. Very respected and very influential. And they killed his daughter trying to kill him. He was there when it happened, another car. Absolutely horrible. There's video of it. He's strong enough to even be able to talk about it. They've persecuted my family. They hadn't killed anybody yet. Knock on wood. So he is a warrior in this fight, and Russia did not start this war. And all the strategic analysis says a U.S.-Russian alliance economically would be so good for world peace and good for everybody. And that's something I'm promoting. So Alexander Dugin, sorry for the long introduction, but I wanted to set the table here for everybody and then let you do a deep dive on this and where we are. We were talking during the break when you were coming on that you were saying this is a maximum point of danger. I agree with you. That we've entered, and we need to understand how serious this is. A lot of Americans are good people. 80%+ are against war with Russia. It's even higher now. But still, it's like Russia's on Mars or something. Americans are great people, but they have one of the lowest levels of passports. They're not, on average, very informed about Russia, but they know enough to not trust our government wanting to do this. But we need to understand that those Russian submarines are right off our coast. Our submarines are off yours. This is so dangerous. This is insane. We need to de-escalate this now, right here at what could be the twilight of human civilization if we don't reverse this. So Alexander Dugin, you're on X at A-G Dugin, D-U-G-I-N, and on linktr.ee, Alexander Dugin. Thank you so much for being here with us, sir, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex, to invite me. So first of all, I would say that the situation you describe, It is so radical. It is exactly as you have described it. So we are coming to the possible nuclear war between EU and Russia. Both powers have nuclear weapons, and it could cause the humanity, the non-being, the global death. And in that situation, I would like to emphasize that this war against Russia by the West, by NATO, was started by Biden, by globalists, by liberals, left liberals, who controlled the United States before Trump came to the power. So the EU, actually, it is the path of the same globalist network that was controlled and led by Washington before MAGA came to power, before Trump was elected for the second term. So it is not just some initiative started in Brussels in the Europe. It is continuation of the same common globalist strategy initiated by Obama, by American deep state. And now what we see, that we see now the split between Trump and MAGA and a totally different vision of the international relations based on the realist understanding of national interests of United States of America, advocated by Trump, and continuation of the same globalist agenda by EU. So the EU is the rest, residue of the previous political system of unipolarity based on globalism, on the domination of the American deep state and maybe international deep state over the common Western politics. And now the EU, the European power, get out of the control of the Washington. So Washington, in the time of Obama, of Biden, started all this thing, started this war against Russia, started the support, unconditional support for Ukraine, in order to impose on us the strategical defeat, as they said, they formulated that. But now it is very interesting moment. The United States of America wants to get out of the mess. Trump is doing everything he could to stop that, to bring the peace, to stop the war. And European Union continues to follow the same orders of the Washington, of the previous Washington, of the Washington that doesn't exist anymore. That is a kind of inertia, a phantom pain of when some member,
makes it's like a ghost
pain
in the machine. They admit Obama and all them ran to Starmer, set up the alternate Washington there with the EU and are trying to hold the world hostage by playing literal nuclear Russia roulette with Russia. I mean, it's literally nuclear Russian roulette.
Exactly. That is so. That is phantomic pain of the globalism that doesn't exist anymore in Washington. The Washington now belongs to totally different team, to a totally different group of the people who doesn't want to start this.
Who are not psychotic, crazy people like Adolf Hitler?
I think in Washington there are healthy people, normal people, but in Brussels still is the part of this totally crazy people who wants, instead of everything, to start this nuclear war. So that is a kind of deep change in the West. We have now two Wests. The American West, Trump's West, that wants peace, and European West that wants war and wants mutual destruction. So that is very, very particular situation. The strategy, the national strategy accepted by United States is totally different. It doesn't regard the Russians or including China as adversaries, as the enemies. This strategy invites to concentrate on the national security, on safety of United States of America, to concentrate on the Western Hemisphere, not to intervene in the affairs of Eurasia. But
it's fundamental. It's ending America as a globalist bad guy trying to dominate the world and instead focus on our own sovereignty, our own issues, and then expand trade. It is a 180 from the globalist plan. So why is the EU so psychotic? Because in all the war games, it basically ends life on the surface of the planet. It doesn't end in Russia falling. They said 4 years ago, as you know, oh, Russia will fail quickly. Putin will be removed. They'll break up. We will take over Russia. Very provocative. That's the official statement of the EU dictatorship commission. And now Russia's decisively won, and still they're going forward. I mean, what are they, demon possessed? From your study of the EU unelected commissioners, which we know are really the leftovers of the old royalty of Western Europe, I mean, what's wrong with these people? Because it doesn't matter they want to defeat Russia. It isn't going to work. There's 100% cannot happen.
So it's obvious that EU cannot defeat Russia, cannot win us. But they try now to involve the United States of America in this war. They want to provoke the suicidal war, nuclear war, and after that to involve United States of America in that. That they could not fight against us, the months, so in the year that all Europe will be conquered by us without American intervention. So they want to start the war. They want to provoke the conflict, nuclear conflict, and invite the United States to get all the rest. So, but of course,
even if the U.S. did a first strike, all the numbers show the submarines, the rest of it would still wipe us out. So even if the U.S. was psychotic, it still can't beat Russia. We all destroy ourselves. That's why it's called mad. So again, I understand they want to drag us in, but still that kills everybody too. In fact, it makes it worse. What is their, I guess they just, they're demon possessed. They can't help it.
So the problem is that is not, maybe not directly about some madness or some demon possession. That is about globalism, because globalism regarded and still tries to regard the history as the linear victory of the globalism, of the left individualism, of the progressism, on gender politics, and so on. And there appear different obstacles on this way. Independent Russia, sovereign China, India, emerging from the second kind of the state to the first level level power. So, and globalists, they are in panic mode, because all their vision or all their ideology of the progress is collapsing. So, and they are in a panic mode. That is the agony of the wounded dragon. Globalism, it is the kind of ideology. It has possessed.
I totally agree. It is flailing. It is losing culturally, not just militarily, economically. And so any great, powerful empire, evil empire particularly, always tries to prop itself up with a cataclysmic war. You're absolutely right. But my point is, with the nuclear weapons, they can never win that. So I guess they just want to bluff and try to put into a long, I mean, they say they hope we have a 20-year conventional war, and that just lets us politically puff ourselves up and suck off our population. Then they psychotically blow up Nord Stream, cut off all their coal power plants, and cut off their own industry. That's why I say they're demonic, because I understand the political reason, but if you pull back, they're so aggressive, even to their own people, that they're just attacking everything.
So I think that we are dealing now with a new kind of totalitarianism. We know in the history communist totalitarianism. That was communist totalitarianism. That is obvious. And there was a fascist national socialist totalitarianism, the second one. And now we are dealing with the third form of totalitarianism. This time it is liberal totalitarianism. So they are going to sacrifice everything, any normal rational interests, any normal values, in order to promote their crazy maniac agenda. And I think that is very, very dangerous. United States of America, in my opinion, is liberating from that, is going out of this swamp of this collapsing totalitarianism. And Trump is the name, the symbol of the salvation, of getting out of this situation. But European Union is still inside it. So that is the problem, or ideological problem. Third totalitarianism, liberal totalitarianism, this censorship, this dictatorship that they impose on their own population. And Biden tried to do the same, over American population, to put them under control. That was a kind of dictatorship, including the United States.
Absolutely. And so there's a worldwide populist, getting back to traditionalism, common sense, and I've seen your talks on this with Tucker. It was excellent. Maybe you can repeat it later. But the logical extension of modern liberalism is anti-God, anti-common sense, anti-family, anti-tradition, which is our genetic code. And so their very philosophy is about breaking free from the bounds of God's creation. So, of course, they would try to break free and go with saying mutually assured destruction isn't a fact with nuclear weapons and just ignore that, because everything about them is about being delusional.
Exactly. Their idea, the main core of modern liberal globalism, it is the fight against the God, because the God is transcendental, vertical dimension of the spiritual dimension of the life of the history, and they hate it. So they try to impose the satanic rule over the humanity without any appeal to the transcendence, to the God. And that is conclusion of the long, long path of so-called modernity. And I think that United States of America is split now on two halves. One half is traditional American population that believes in God, beliefs and transcendental values, traditional values in the family, and the other is so-called progressists, liberals. They try to eliminate, to abolish any relation between the humanity and the God. They are satanic part, and you have won that in last elections. And European Union is always under their rule. That is difference. So you have already made the step out of the problem, and European Union is still in the hand of the enemies of God. So this godless, this satanic globalist groups, the circles, perverts, they still control the Europe. And that is the problem. And that, I think, that is reflected in the new line of American politics. Trump wants to get out.
Alexander
Dugan,
please stay there. Quick break. I want to come back and get to this and talk about how you see this unfolding, what we can do to stop this. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite that, this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And we are on the front line of promoting Team Humanity, a pro-God, pro-family, pro-human future. Alexander Dugan, Dr. Alexander Dugan, Doctor of Sociology and Political Science, PhD of Philosophy, founder of the Russian Geopolitical School of Eurasian Movement. Very influential, probably the most influential philosopher over in Russia, other Slavic nations. He's on X at A.G. Dugan. Be sure to check that out. Folks, I cannot hype to you enough how dangerous things are. You're at the end of an era. The globalist system has failed. It's being rejected at the granular level. And people are going back to God. They're going back to basics. They're rejecting the neoliberal modernism. And I remember 10 years ago, even before this, it was already going on 15 years ago with Ukraine and the globalists and NATO saying they would push up to their borders and entice Russia to come in. It's been a trap the whole time, but it's a trap Russia believed, and I can see had to go into, because it would basically be capitulation if they didn't. But they have been saying that for a very, very, very long time. I remember when EU nations that never voted to enter were going to have referendums to leave the unelected EU Commission. They have a parliament that's ceremonial, folks. They tricked the nations into it piece by piece, just like they do with our trade deals to hand over sovereignty until it's an EU dictatorship. It's now saying we don't even care if EU countries don't vote to grab Russia's money. We're doing it. The commission steps in. So it is a dictatorship. And I know most of you know this. We have to hammer this and hammer this because the public's just now figuring it out. Trump's starting to talk about it. J.D. Vance, Elon Musk. It's the elephant in the room or the dragon in the room, as Alexander Dugin would say. So I remember Herman Van Rompuy and others on the EU commission, the royalty, he literally owns Luxembourg. So they just took off their crowns and, set this commission up for themselves, saying, look, anybody tries to leave, we'll just have a war with Russia. So they've always said, we know people at some point with our tyranny are going to oppose us. Well, we'll make you go under our control by holding you hostage with a war with Russia. And they made a great movie that kind of composites this is true on Henry VIII when he was young called The King. And he doesn't learn till the end of the movie that his minister set up the war, did all this just to get more power, and he kills the minister at the end when he learns about it. It's an archetype of Trump when he finds out that it was all a setup, and he got all his buddies and best friend killed. And, of course, letters later came out in those long wars that a lot of times the French, who were the Normans, same people that conquered England, they'd say, hey, we're having uprisings, let's have a war. Well, it was the same thing with Henry VIII, but he wasn't read in on it. Because the brother died and he had to be brought in or whatever. But the point is this repeats, and this is crazy. Okay, well, so since the Vikings conquered, all this, the Anglo-Saxons, the rest of it, they've been staging these wars. Well, this isn't staged with the Russians, and there's nuclear weapons. So that's an oversimplification, but I know you're a historian on all of this. I'm going to try to shut up here, and I'm going to give you the floor to elaborate where you see this going, what you think the EU is going to do. I'm really concerned about false flags to be blamed on Russia. They're now openly threatening Trump, saying he's an enemy, which is great because that'll push Trump even more hardcore. But it just shows, as you said, the total desperation. So how do we take this dying animal, remove this oppression from Europe, and then obviously, as Lavrov said, we're not going to invade you or take over. We have more land than all of you combined times three or four. We just want you to stop attacking us. And then what would that new multipolar world be? Alexander Dugin.
So, first of all, I think that the situation is really critical in any senses. And I think that the only way to escape from the trap, from this threat of the nuclear granted self-destruction, it is the common understanding between Russia and the United States, between Putin and Trump. And it seems that it is the fact. It seems that Trump understands very well what is going on. And that is a good sign. So first of all, I think that we need to understand that neither Russia nor United States of America of Trump wants the war. So that is very important. If we are confidential with each other, if we would have the trust in each other, that is already almost done, and we could say that almost everything is solved. Saved, because I think that first of all the real problem it is the nuclear fight war between Russia and United States of America. That is the last call. That is apocalypse. That is Armageddon. If we could limit, if we could reduce this danger, this threat to European Union, and if United States will stay out of it, I think that is the main reason why nuclear war will not happen. Never. Because without the direct participation and involvement of United States, of Washington, I am absolutely sure that European Union could not dare to start that. So if Trump is following MAGA line, a MAGA as that was conceived from the beginning, this new strategy, the America first strategy, if Trump will follow this ideological path, that is the main reason why this Armageddon will not happen. Because we could easily stop that. We could easily limit that, reduce the threat. If, for example, there will be no total support of that from the Washington, and that is the major part of the NATO. NATO, it is not independent entity. It is the just the addition to American military power, nothing more. It pretends to be something independent or to be. Rutte is no man, nobody. Rutte, it is zero. Everything in NATO, it is the American military power. Absolutely everything. If we put that out, NATO, American power, American participation, NATO will be destroyed in one moment. There will be no more NATO. NATO, it is addition, prolongation of the American military power, nothing more. Now, and NATO behaves itself as if it's some independent entity. It's totally wrong. So if Washington would take the decision to stop this war never will happen. The same with Russia. If Russia will follow the path of the peace and the mutual understanding with United States of America, with mutual understanding with Trump, this nuclear Armageddon will never occur, never happen, in spite of all the efforts of these puppets.
And I 100% agree with you. The answer is to pull out of NATO back 6 months ago when Trump famously spanked Zelensky in the White House for lying. Trump then pulled all of the guidance systems of the satellites and blinded Ukraine. And then suddenly Zelensky ran back and said, oh, I'll do a peace deal. But then he backed off on that. So I obviously the next move by Christmas is Trump's going to pull all of the guidance control of the weapon systems. And then NATO is threatened to then send in their 250,000 person army, but they don't have it. And as you said, it's just a blind paper tiger threat. So at that point, then when Trump pulls the support completely, not just the money he's already cut back, but the actual telemetry and intelligence, what do you think the EU will do at that point? Because I think we're approaching around Christmas the real inflection point here.
I think that European Union will surrender or will comply with United States. They have no other solution. So European Union, it is the same client system as Ukraine. So if they exaggerate their sovereignty, they have no sovereignty at all. They depend totally on the United States. But the problem is who rules United States, because they depended from this globalist network, and this they depend on deep state. And the problem is how much Trump has really overcome the deep state, because we know that Obama was present in London in order to support Zelensky, in order to support all the claim anti-Trump, anti-Russia, and so on. So there is still deep state inside of United States of America that still supports somehow European Union. And Larry Fink, for example, the chief of BlackRock, participating in the talk, peace talk with Ukraine, is a very ominous sign, because Larry Fink is the part of deep state.
Larry Fink for 2 years runs the economy and finances and the money laundering. He is the head guy, and that and the three companies he heads up, literally the Rothschild British Empire fronts on record, control 87% of world assets. So you literally have the bankers sending in their man who's constantly there trying to keep this going. It is outrageous.
Exactly. So the problem is, in what measure Trump is really, really ruler of United States of America. That is the problem. How much MAGA really rules United States of America. And if we could be sure that now the power in the United States of America is in the hands of MAGA and not in the hands of deep state, we could easily solve the problem of this imminent nuclear war. So that is not about us. We will behave ourselves, we Russians, in very intelligent, very rational way. We don't want attack European Union. We don't want the war with Europe. We are fighting our civil war, as you have correctly said in the beginning of our conversation. That is all. We need the solve our security problem in Ukraine, and that's all. We have no intention to attack European Union. And we didn't started this war. It was provoked. It was imposed on us by globalists.
Well, but Russia was never expansionist until the proto-globalists put in the communists and then used them for some of that. And as soon as Russia kicked it out, then the globalists became the top enemies of Russia. I know that's an oversimplification, but let me play these clips since you mentioned that. Here is your foreign minister, Lavrov, yesterday. And it's totally true. Clip 18, 19, and 21. Western Europe wants to take a pause to prepare Zelensky for a new war. Totally true. That's their strategy. Then, this is the key one, European bureaucrats are trying to prolong the conflict. That's their official policy. And this is the key. Russia is not harboring any aggression plans against NATO. Because obviously there's nuclear weapons. Russia doesn't even need it. 80% of your country's untapped, untouched. It's preposterous. And Russia, in this deal with Trump, is giving us clear access to all these incredible resources that everybody needs and helps us. I mean, this is just, it's ridiculous that they push this lie that if we don't attack Russia, they're going to invade Europe and take over. Well, I mean, if you get Romania and the Black Sea to attack Russia, which they admit they want, well, they will attack Romania. I mean, if you attack them. So it's just unbelievable how stupid they think we are. Let's play these Lavrov clips back to back.
Our negotiations with the U.S. president and his team are devoted to finding a long-term settlement solution and the elimination of the root causes of this crisis, while Western Europe, as seen from the statement by the German official that I have just quoted, only thinks about a ceasefire in order to take a pause and to prepare Zelensky and his regime to a new war against the Russian Federation. The Euro bureaucrats, as well as the majority of the members of the EU and NATO, are experiencing economic crisis. We see numerous speculations and destructive information campaigns and fakes. We believe that the main goal of such activities initiated by our Western colleagues is to exacerbate seeking the negotiation solution and to prolong the conflict. They are trying to downplay the initiatives of the United States and President Trump, which are truly aimed at finding an acceptable solution that would contribute to eliminating the root causes of the Ukrainian crisis. No one in Europe even mentions the root causes. Our president said openly that we are not harboring any aggressive plans against NATO or the European Union. We are ready to provide written legal guarantees on a collective and mutual basis in the context of our approaches. I repeat that Russia stands by its word and we keep our promises. As stated by the President, if Europe decides to wage war, we are ready for that right now.
And that's a response to Rudé saying, get ready for World War II, Part 2. So in the time we have, other key points you'd like to make and get on the record, and if we're able to get to stop NATO, get out of NATO, cut the funding, whatever's decided to be done, then what comes in this multipolar world, what comes out of that, what would the desirable aims be?
Well, first of all, I think that we have a bit different understanding of what multipolarity is. We think that it will be the global order based on the civilizational states that exist and that could exist. So we include in this multipolarity the possible, the growth and rise of Africa, of Islamic world, of Latin America. And as long as I understand that multipolarity seen from Washington, from MAGA, is a bit different. It is the global power world order. In my course, in college course and university course that I'm delivering, I make a difference between two visions of the multipolarity, much more idealistic, I would say, Russian vision, Chinese vision, and as well, much more realistic vision of United States. And difference it is, in my opinion, between the multipolarity as represented in BRICS and the global powers world order as suggested by new national security doctrine, the concept of the United States of America. But nevertheless, we have all these two versions of the multipolarity have common point. We abandon, we refuse the globalism, we refuse the globalization, we refuse
the hegemony. The key is we get rid of the satanic leftist transhumanist ideology. That's the real point change.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe we have different understanding on what will go, what will come after that. But we agree on the essential point. We are going to stop this globalist hegemony, this agenda of absolutely anti-human world order that is imposed on us by globalists. And that is very important. And Trump understands that. Putin understands that. Lavrov has clearly said that we agree with United States of America with main points. Maybe we have some different understanding of secondary.
But notice
points,
that's why Hollywood and the left says they want Russia, because you're getting back to Christian roots and not chopping your children's genitals off. So looking at this, let's just take it from a pragmatic point. Attacking Russia, doing this, empowered BRICS, empowered the Russia-China alliance. So Trump is really just being pragmatic. He still wants the U.S. to be dominant. That, again, this goes down the self-destructive, you know, you have suicide by cop where you pull a gun on a cop. Well, now it's suicide by Russia, suicide by nuclear war. It literally, van der Leyden and the controllers of this need to be locked up in rubber rooms. I mean, they really are nuts.
So, I maybe we are not too happy with America first. Maybe we are not too happy with this hegemony of United States of America that Trump promotes, but nevertheless, we could agree on this. We could compete freely in this multipolar possibility to establish, to
defend. Because Trump doesn't want to conquer your soul like the left.
Exactly, exactly. So more than that, I think we have many points in common with Trumpism, with MAGA. So we agree on the return to the traditional values. It is the case because in Russia, traditional values are defended by the law. Putin has signed the kind of decree of the defense.
He's banned grooming children, he's banned Satanism, he's banned Soros, and now that's spreading across the world. It's beautiful.
And Trump is going the same way. So Trump and MAGA try to establish in the United States.
Well, just say Russia, I've been saying this for 15 years. Russia and Putin is pointing the way for the West. Literally defending the West like it did against all the other invasions. It's true. Russia is pointing the way out of this, which I'm very thankful for.
And at the same time, now European Union tries to undermine not so much us. This war with Russia, it is directed against the United States of America. It is a main threat to Trump. I think the European Union leaders, they hate Trump much more than Putin. They don't dare to declare the war to United States because they depend.
I totally agree, but did you see the prime ministers and EU commissions actually calling Trump the enemy now?
Yes, but that is true because Trump who is the main enemy of European Union. And I think that's number one. It is the enemy of Europe or European Union, of these globalists who still are ruling in Europe. It is Trump, not Putin. Putin is second, number two. So they fight against both of us. And that is the reason why I think Trump tries to promote the peace with Russia. Trump wants to settle down to some to solve the problem with Ukraine because it is not American interests. Ukraine
it's not the interest of anybody, but the devil. I know you've got to go. You've been very gracious. I know it's getting later at night over there. We just have a 2-minute break. We got a little 5-minute segment. Another guest is coming on, but Alexander Dugan, I've got one more question for you. And then and to have you have some closing comments. This is really an important discussion. I appreciate all your time and energy, and I appreciate the sacrifices you've made with the Kiev NATO terror regime killing your daughter. So I wanted to ask you when we come back, since we're talking about it. I mean, obviously it's NATO and other groups. Operation Spiderweb that was preloaded when Biden was in, but who we're honing in on who killed your daughter and others? Because I can tell you without getting dramatic, because people don't want me to get into it. Let's just say security experts. We have had very serious threats directly from Ukraine. The guy they sent to kill Trump in Mar-a-Lago, Ukraine. The shooter in Pennsylvania, we now know, Ukraine. Because they're using the funding through the CIA back. And I, without getting dramatic, we've actually had them bump me, you know, come up to you in public and threaten you. So I'm interested in this because I'm, you know, want to get your take on it. I don't know if they put me on an enemies list, as you know, and many others for death. I wonder if they're crazy enough to start killing Americans. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexShowStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's
tried. It's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow. Look at the leaders we follow.
So this is a selfish question, but it also affects everybody, so it's important. And I was going to ask him this last time he was on, but General Flynn was on 6 months ago, and I got it from other people in the White House. They had the NSA, and they had Democrats, they're being investigated, openly on a phone talking about using Ukrainians to kill people and also using drug cartels to do it and saying that they'd put a hit out. And they were, I think it was like a threat or a message, the fact that they did it over phone lines. These were prominent people. I wasn't told who, but this is from the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and also learned it from the White House. But it was hits on Trump's family, huge amount of money. I'm on the list. Flynn's on the list. A little over 100 people. I'm officially on the Ukrainian list. And then some other stuff happened. I'll leave it at that. But we did track the swatting and stuff back to Ukraine. The SWAT team's being sent. Oh, you know, Alex is at his house. He's killed his family. And here come the police. Happened to a bunch of our crew, not just the ones you heard about. So dealing with that, they murdered your daughter right in front of you, thinking they were going to bomb you. I'm sorry to have to bring that up, but this is very serious. But it shows the psychotic nature of what the deep state's willing to do, using Ukraine as the proxy. What is your advice on that, Alexander Dugin?
So I think that we should stay strong defending our ideas. My daughter was killed not by accident. My daughter Daria, my dear daughter, my dear child, was killed for her and my ideas, for my vision of the future world, for traditional values, for the defense of the Christ against precisely this satanic power in the world that attacks not only us Russians, not only my family, not only myself, but it attacks you, it attacks President Trump, that attacks MAGA. It is the real evil, the evil that maybe it is necessary for the world history, for the human history, but maybe it is necessary. I don't know. I could not judge, but our duty, our mission, it is to fight against that, to stay strong, to defend Christ, to defend tradition, to defend family, to defend the state.
That's right. Your daughter was a prominent journalist, and she was targeted along with you. So that's my point. Is it shows how far they'll go. I'm concerned as Trump begins to pull out that they're going to stage false flags or more of this. What is your advice on that?
So I think that we should defend our leaders first. So we should defend Putin. We should defend Trump. That the real hero should sacrifice his or her life for the good of the community, of the state. So we should fight against them. We should understand exactly what they are, where they hide. And we should understand that Ukraine now, it is not just some independent nation fighting against Russian imperialism. It is just the tool of the terrorism of the globalists.
Well, that was my point, is we know the Democrats, this was picked up in communiques, are trying to direct Ukrainians against me. So, I mean, they killed Gonzalo Lira, American journalist. That is my point exactly, is this is a tool of the deep state.
Exactly. So, but we need not to revenge. We shouldn't reduce our energy to revenge the tooth for the tooth. It is not our Christian ethics. It is not our Christian moral. We need to win them. We need to have the victory. And the costs are not so important as the victory is important.
And we're
getting
close to
defend President Trump.
And I wait, when this war is over, I'm going to come visit you. I really want to shake your hand. Alexander Dugin, thank you so much. Your daughter's very proud of you. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off. Number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed that. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag, remember, everywhere, It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, he got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! I've got so much news to hit. I got a huge guest coming to studio in about 25 minutes with the latest globalist operations and their plan to literally have state-sponsored, not just euthanasia, but where the government kills you and calls it euthanasia. That's coming up. Don't forget, we're supported by you. You keep us on the air. The fights continue in court. They now say they're going to have an auction next month. We hope it's a real auction. Good guys can buy InfoWars, and we just continue on. See my methylene blue stained hands? We're just having some. Sorry. But we got to have funds to continue on with the payroll and all the rest of it, or we'll shut down by the sheer weight of that. And don't worry, there's no extra money here, so it's not going to the Democrat goofballs and all their suits. And we got civil rights suits, and they're under criminal investigation, and they're in a lot of trouble. As long as we keep fighting, they're going to lose. I need your support. So two things. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, which, again, I don't own, so if we shut down, it funds the Alex Jones Network. But right now it's funding InfoWars and everything we're doing. And get your Christmas gifts there. The ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the turmeric. These are all the very best supplements out there. We have the very best quality type of creatine with the gummies and the powder. A lot of this stuff is just basic staples, but the best. Some of it's very proprietary. With the best ultramethylene blue, 40% off on all the supplements and all the apparel. And there's almost no profit in the apparel at that price. I mean, that is a hell of a deal. And it is an adventure to wear a Patriot 1776 shirt, you name it. Over 700 designs, ball caps, t-shirts, you name it. Thank you for your support. The 12 Days of Christmas ends Sunday night at midnight, the 40% off store-wide. There's a bunch of other sales as well. Thank you all for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, we have InfoWarsStore.com. And that's funding InfoWars. And we've had somewhat of a shortfall. It's not too big. And I have to, with the receiver, get permission, basically, for anything we do. So they won't buy a bunch of new product, even though the company's profitable if we had that. But, oh, if we can print a poster, you know, hey, we have to stay on air or you won't be able to have your auction. That destroys the value. And so far, they're not acting corrupt, so we'll see. And they say, okay, you can do this poster idea. Well, look at this poster, and we'll do a wide shot for you. Rob Dew came up with that one. That's a real screenshot of me in the studio 6 months ago or so. And it says, I have only begun to fight John Paul Jones. Under it, it's got my signature, InfoWars 1997 to 2026, and my signature. And I'm going to hand-sign some of these. You can get signed or unsigned. And then I didn't design that one. I designed these Crusader, the Awakening of the West 2.0, one that's defend the West with a Crusader King with a big cross raised over his head. Defend the West. The other says, make no peace with evil. They're all limited edition, and it funds the operation. So you get them signed or unsigned, and it's a fundraiser, so we get real funds in on these. But it comes with a nice poster, a nice tube, and everything. Look how good it looks framed. I'm not big on selling images of myself, but I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's actually, you know, we're fighting hard. It's a fun poster. I would hang that up if it was if I wasn't Alex Jones, I always tell the crews we get mail to these fan posters and stuff of me, and I'm like, oh, there's too many pictures of me on the wall. Stop this. It's disconcerting. That, I'm going to hang up in the new studios. Hell, I may like get it huge on the wall, like it blown up or something. I like it. Because it means, hey, we're taking action. We're not backing down. So get your limited edition posters right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for your support. All right, he's very busy because in his 25 years of being a gold and silver broker, because of the best prices and best service and everything, he's number one in the last 6-7 years, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. I didn't have him as a sponsor until 2 years ago because I didn't have gold and silver sponsors. Yeah, it's good as a backup then, good as a hedge against problems, but I said get out of gold 14 and silver 14 years ago. At the top, I was right, because that was all speculative. This is not speculative because of the industry, how it's needed, the inflationary things, all the things that go into it. That's how when I said 2 years ago, all right, now's the time to get into gold and silver. This is the best guy, the highest ratings. That's why he's the most successful. You need to get on board with this. And this is a pitch up front, but I really want to get him on to update. A month ago, he said, look, silver and gold may do little, dips here, profit taking and things, but if you look at the graph, it's going straight up with the fundamentals. Well, a month ago, it went down a little. People said, oh, look, it's going down now. He said, no, watch. I think it's going to hit, 65 or so by the end of the year. He nailed it. We played the clip yesterday from him a few months ago. And now here we are down, went down a few bucks yesterday on profit taking and things. That's normal. Use that as an opportunity to get in on it. But let's move quick because you got to leave in 14 minutes and our next guest is coming in. You sent me a lot of exhibits here and a video. What's happening now? What's the latest developments as you've learned more? Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be with you again. Yesterday silver was over $64. Today it's close to 62. So a little bit of profit taking. Use this as an opportunity to allocate more at slightly less, right? And I say slightly less because 2 months ago when we were talking, it's like, yeah, silver's going to hit 65 to 70 by the end of the year. It was in the 40s, right? And so it's like, okay, this is like literally amazing. But, when we talked yesterday, it was just yesterday. It was the day after the FOMC meeting where they lowered interest rates a quarter of a point, right? So that's very bullish for gold and silver. Whenever you lower yields and you've got people that are on fixed income, right? And they say, what? Our income stream is coming down. We've got to find something else that's doing better. This is simply the reason why gold and silver do great in declining interest rate environments, right? So, but there was something bigger in that statement that, I was looking at CNBC and they said, oh, there's five big takeaways and five important points from this meeting. No, there was 2.5. Number one, they lowered interest rates a quarter of a point. The bigger issue was they said they were going to start repurchasing bonds again. They were going to start the repurchasing of bonds program. Well, this to me is the biggest of the news. I don't care about the quarter point rate reduction. When they suspended buying treasuries for like a long time and now they're starting up again, this is quantitative easing. When you lower rates and Jerome Powell puts his house slippers on, and he tiptoes over to the printing press and he says, hey, we're going to buy the bonds that the rest of the world doesn't want.
Yeah, so that signals more inflation. And so bottom line, that means gold and silver go up. And you sent me a couple of videos. It's baked in, folks. So the question is, how high does it go? You sent me one of Jerome Powell. You also sent me one of Paul Tudor. Which one do you want to play first?
Let's do the Paul Tudor Jones one. Even though that's from October, what he said is happening right now, and I want to address that.
All right, go ahead and roll it.
I see it now. Again, think of this. We have $370 trillion worth of global financial assets. $370 trillion. So when you come to a market like gold, which is $12 trillion, silver, which is, a fraction of that, Bitcoin, crypto, which is say 2 to 3 trillion. It doesn't take very much. Then you start thinking about the copper markets and some of the other rare earth minerals, and you think about just individual commodities. Good gosh, the ability to elevate those prices because we have so much, again, money and financial assets. It just takes a small tweak to really begin to create a rise in the price level. And I think we'll see that, assuming that we have a new Fed chair who's going to take the funds rate down to 2.5%. And I think the White House is thinking they'd like to see the funds rate at 2.25 to 2.5.
Now let's talk about what this means. This is so huge, and it's happening. It's a market fundamental. It's not like you hold somebody underwater for 10 minutes, you know, they drown. I mean, it's, you know, you cut somebody's head off, they die. This is how it works. So the only question is how high? Bottom line, everything's in derivatives and scams and frauds, but Bill Gates and all the elites are buying up rare earth minerals, land, and all the rest. It's the same thing. It's gonna swing way back towards real, tangible things, and the king daddy of that is silver, gold secondary, correct?
Exactly. Because silver has two layers of demand, like we've talked about numerous times. It's the flight for quality as interest rates come down, all of a sudden, people who need income, bonds don't look as attractive, right? Because they need income. So they look for something that's growing. So what's growing, right? With the Japanese bond market crisis that we're seeing right now and the global liquidity shutting down, I see a big correction in the stock market, Alex, like big. So, and people are feeling that, right? They're just feeling that. So what do? They look for tangible assets, something that's real. This is why silver's up 117% year to date and why gold's up over 60% year to date. It's because of things like that, right? So,
and by the way, we warn people that these are market fundamentals and it's the closest thing to a sure thing. People know I don't just say stuff. I'm all about being right and I'm very right. This was easy to do of all the things I predict. So how are people feeling that didn't listen to us and now still think it's too high, so they want to wait? That, to me, that is the most insane thing. If people listened to you a year ago, they're up 117, 118%. This is doubling what Bitcoin's done, even when it's performing well.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, if they had 100 grand, they would have 200 grand. If they had 10,000, they'd have 20,000. If they had a million, they'd have 2 million. That is substantial, life-changing growth. People that are calling me right now, Alex, are bummed. Like, they are so sad. It's like, I wish I would have listened to you and Alex. I just wish I would have done, but my advisor told me otherwise and blah, 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 right? I hear the story every single day, dozens of times. But the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, they shouldn't feel bad because I, with total certainty that I'm giving the best advice. I mean, I think we've just seen the beginning, right?
Just the beginning. So you look at what Paul Tudor Jones said. The reason I wanted to play that, even though that was recorded in October, is because he's showing the relative size of the markets, right? Gold is big. Silver is very small. It doesn't take too much activity to actually really grow the price substantially, right? Because when something's a small market and now all eyes on the world are on silver and on gold because of everything that's happening, it doesn't take an awful lot of excess demand to create the price.
Sure, but I'm going beyond that. Once people figure that out, everything tangible is going to be more valuable.
Everything, like literally everything. And when Jerome Powell decided, I'm putting my house slippers on, I'm going to walk over to the printing press and press the red button, start buying bonds. The day after, so yesterday, it started, Alex. It literally started. They bought $40 billion. I sent you this article. You know, it's like number six.
Now, you
on
said
our
this
list.
A year ago. You said as soon as they start the interest rates, which just has happened anyways, because we either have expansionary inflation where people get paid more and more goods and services, or stagflation, which is horrible. This is the only path Trump has, so we know his policies. We know what it's going to do, and here we are. It's not. I mean, well, like, folks, it's not hard. It's like you look on the internet, you go to American Airlines, you book the flight, you go get on, you go there. I mean, this is where the train's going. That's what's so frustrating about this. It's like, this is so, with market fundamentals, I've never seen such a sure thing.
I haven't either. When you think of the three options that the Fed has to grow the economy or to generate revenue, let's just say generate revenue. The biggest one is increase taxes. You can't increase taxes right now because people are living at the margin.
You can only increase taxes in a boom. We're not there. We're in a recession.
We're in a recession. So you increase taxes now when people are living at the margin, people are going to spend less. Increasing taxes will actually decrease.
Here's an example. You got a four-wheeler. You're already having a gas problem in your gas line. Yeah. You don't pull the choke. You don't turn gas off when you need gas.
Well, exactly right. So then what is the other option for them, Alex? The other option is, okay, we can't increase taxes because we know that's not going to work right now. So they go to the printing press, they print money. This is exactly what Jerome Powell just did by saying we are going to re-engage in the bond market, be the buyer of last resort of U.S. treasuries. When the rest of the world is de-dollarizing, getting rid of their treasuries, we're going to buy them because we need capital. They just raised $40 billion worth of capital in one day. This is inflationary, right? So when you go back to Paul Tudor Jones's comment from October, it's like, these are small markets. Are they really that small? So many people are getting into gold and silver.
No, we've always known for inflation. Tell them where even the government says gold and silver should be.
Well, the government does. So the government, so the Federal Reserve arbitrarily values gold at $42.02 an ounce at the Fed. It's like so stupid, right? So why not market to the market, which is over $4,000 an ounce, which is what they are going to do. We've already seen FOMC minutes.
Which is stupid. They do it to suppress real commodities to underinflation.
That's exactly right. When they have their value looking at, it's like, well, why would we want to actually have gold valued at what it's at? Because that's a slap in the face against the U.S. dollar.
But what have they been doing for decades while they suppress it? They've been greedily buying it as fast as they can.
Greedily. So why would they want to increase the value of gold now? It's like,
You know what Larry Fink's got buried under the mansion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they want to control the world, right? So, but you look at things like the Genius Act and the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve Bill, right? It's like, what are they going to do? If they revalue gold, these have to be tax neutral type things. You can't basically fund the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve via taxation. It has to be tax neutral. So how about you revalue gold? Now you use that $1 trillion to fund the strategic Bitcoin reserve. See, what they're doing is everything is systematically saying the Fed is irrelevant. The Fed is irrelevant, right?
It has to be irrelevant, even if Trump wasn't a good guy, because the globalists are launching their global system. Trump wants it to be us. We have to launch a new system. The Fed is owned by the Europeans. Look at our war with the EU politically. So the decoupling's here. The only question is, what is the time frame? And then what does that do to gold and silver? And then in closing, how does Trump sell the stock market plunge as a good correction? You already see with what's happening, housing prices for the first time in decades going down. You already see with the illegals being shipped out. I mean, we are seeing some inflationary slowing here.
Yeah. So here's where you use the stock market coming down to say we have to lower interest rates, right? Lowering interest rates will basically have people's cost of debt service go down, so people will start spending more money, right? So there's a benefit to all this. But when that first video that we saw, it's like, these are small markets. Are they really? People are jumping into gold and silver like it's nobody's business. The second article I showed you was how silver is now two times silver. The smaller of the markets between gold and silver is two times the market cap of Bitcoin. Bitcoin. People are getting into silver because they see the massive growth that we're seeing. Cryptocurrencies are very volatile. Silver's up 117% year to date. It's more than, I mean, the growth that we've seen over the last few years is astronomical. Why? This is the paradigm shifting moment that we have talked about, Alex, for a year. People are losing confidence in the government. They're losing confidence in the banking system globally, not just here, globally. So people automatically flee for safety during this time. And this is where...
Well, I mean, let's go back a few years ago. I saw universities, governments, the Chinese, the Indians, Jamie Dimon hoarding silver. Now he's accelerated it. Folks, that isn't an indicator. That isn't a signal. That is a confirmation. Folks... Could go back to me 20 years ago, promoting silver and gold. I wouldn't say it was a sure thing. I said you should have some of it as a backup, and I saw it going up, and I was right, but I said it was mainly speculative. This is not. I mean, I cannot believe. Well, the public will see. We'll be here at $100 silver in, 6 months or whatever, and people will be like, oh, God, it's too high now. And it's just crazy. They need to call you at 720-605-3900, kpm.com/gold, so we get the support as a sponsor. Go to the / gold and do the phone call. They'll set up a free consultation. It's cut and dry. It's so easy. If you're going to get gold and silver, this is the place to do it. Kirk's right again. He says, I'll sell you gold all day, but silver is where to go. Once you hit that ratio, when it's gone up enough, then you use the silver in the province to get gold if that's what you want, which is more portable. But this is a no-brainer. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. You don't just get the best deal, the best service, the best quality, and protect yourself and make huge profits, the best in the world. You also keep the show on the air. The perfect 360 win. The only way you don't win is not taking action. Because in this inflationary world, I don't even want to tell you where I really think gold and silver is going, okay? I mean, when I feel sure about something, I'm sure about it. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much, brother.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it is just like everyone listening needs to get silver, even if it's 10 coins. I mean, it is bonker town if you don't. It is. And you get it from this guy because you can look at what wholesale is every day, and that's what you're getting. I mean, it's just the sure thing of sure things. I mean, this is like, who do you trust? You can trust Kirk Hilly. You can trust your mama. I mean, it's a good deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before, better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog. Let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. Well, I've been following this lady for a few years, and I've tried to get her on. I fell through the cracks, but she was on my good friend Sean Johnson's podcast, and she came and worked out with us. I guess it was yesterday or 2 days ago, and I was like, man, we got to get you on the show because I know a lot of stuff. I mean, I read the news all day long. I'm up on things, and the Netherlands and Canada have been kind of the headquarters of euthanasia. I don't mean just you can go kill yourself if you want. The government will help you. I mean, they're saying they're taking children that are wards of the state and saying, well, we're your wards, so we're deciding to kill you. They're killing perfectly healthy people. And so they have this thing called MAID or MAIDS in Canada. But what you need to know is the U.S. is adopting this. Yeah. So it's important to understand that everything you see in Canada, in Australia, in Germany, the U.K. is the same globalist plan for here. So 12 states are now adopting this where they pressure you to kill yourself and cut off benefits if you don't. We've shown you the newscast of the Netherlands where they have a Down syndrome man saying, you know, you cost three times more than other people. You need to die. You need to kill yourself. So this is the Bill Gates. Oh, if we kill an old lady and don't give her health care, we can hire 10 teachers, as if it's a zero-sum game. When all the real economic actuaries say, when societies take care of their people and build those systems, actually have economies, and we take care of ourselves. And you get to the left saying, don't have kids, they're too expensive, but then they want to import the third world. And so this is really an anti-natalist, anti-human situation. I played the compilation a few days ago. Maybe I should dig it out and play it again. From the WEF, 10 times they say, yeah, we want less people, we want to replace humans. Robots are cheaper. They literally have to teach you to not care about your humanity. So we were going to focus mainly on Canada and all the stuff happening there, but then I knew some of this was happening in the U.S. She just updated me during that break. That's why we did a couple promos. She could brief me more on what's happening in the U.S. This is, as it always is, I used to get accused of being a fear porn dealer. Not anymore. It's like, we found out it's worse than you said. And people all the time email or text or go, you didn't cover this. And I'm like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew they were trying this crap. You just showed me some horrible information and just sent all these videos to the crew. So I spent days just absorbing this, but we're live. We're going there. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here. And, it's great to have you. And it's Kelsey Sharon, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, sir.
I always get names wrong, though. I've been watching it for years. Kelsey Sharon is a combat veteran, mental performance coach, and independent journalist. She's the host of Kelsey Sharon Perspective, best-selling author, and a leading voice in the movement opposing Canada's MAID expansion. She writes extensively for Substack about institutional failure, medical overreach, and the real human cost of state-sanctioned death. But I've seen the TV ads in Canada and the rest of it where it's like, it's beautiful. She's going to kill herself. She's totally healthy. And how sick these people are and how they get off on it and how BlackRock and Bill Gates are at the center of it. So that's a long intro. How did you wake up? Give us the 35,000-foot view. What's happening in the U.S.? How do we oppose this? Where is this all going?
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad we could talk about this. So I woke up in 2021 when a veteran was offered MAID, and this is not a facetious problem. It's not MAIDs. It's MAID, medical assistance in dying in the United States. It's physician-assisted suicide. The only difference between them and us, you guys and them, is that in Canada, we use two different IVs. We use two different MAID kits. They're listed on the NIH website. They all include a paralytic because we paralyze you, because if you don't paralyze the individual, it's like lethal injection in America, the person will convulse. So you have people like Dying with Dignity and Compassion and Choices. The reason I got into this is because they offered a friend of mine when he was asking help for TBI and post-traumatic stress disorder. I am somebody who has those issues, so I thought that was insanely offensive. So what had happened is this was dropped on my lap, and I knew I had to take a stance on it. And of course, I'm anti-killing, I'm anti-suicide. And so let's just talk about the United States really quickly, because this is very important. Most people think this is a Canadian issue. This is not a Canadian issue. This is a global issue. Like you said, this is a WEF agenda. It's been spoken about by Bill Gates. So let's talk about the expansion. Right before I came on the show, I thought it was 10 states and one jurisdiction. Turns out it's so much worse than that. We now have Hawaii.
That's how fast it's moving.
Yeah.
So since we talked 2 days ago, it's already moved. I mean, this is like, so here's the big announcement.
Yep.
The government murdering you beyond euthanasia is now in the U.S. Red alert.
Yeah, it's been here for a hot minute. I've been trying to tell everyone for years. No one's paying attention. So let's talk about the states that are actively killing people. And by killing people, I mean we're not euthanizing you like we are in Canada. What we are actually doing is we are giving you a cup filled with a poison, and the poison is you are supposed to drink it. We have deaths on record of upwards of 137 hours to die. It is not peaceful. It's not compassionate. You have Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, brand new one, by the way. Illinois just passed. You saw that come up on the screen. Montana, ironically, Republicans all voted for this. New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington states. And with the medical error in the United States being the third leading cause of death, you are using this to cover up those deaths, because the dead don't talk, they don't complain, they don't cause you to have any need to spend money on their pensions, on their disability. And they're expanding. Not only are they expanding, Alex, is we have individuals that are lobbying your United States government I sat down with the United States State Department and they said to me, we had no clue this was happening to the extent in which it was, but here we are. And so what we're seeing now is 20 other states have put bills forward that they are looking to expand. So this is not just going to be a blue state problem. Now we are running into the red states because it's a cost-saving measure. Currently in Canada, this is across the board. We have track one and track two. Let me be very clear. Track one is for terminally ill only. You have to have an irremediable and grievous condition that neither the government will be willing to explain or break down what it actually means. That came in 2016. It was supposed to be compassionate and empathetic. Track two started in 2021. Track two is for non-foreseeable death. Alex, I currently qualify as track two. We've had individuals with diabetes and hearing loss who have qualified. We have friends of mine like Roger Foley who are sitting in hospitals in London, Ontario.
So if you have cataracts, they'll kill you.
Oh, absolutely. And so here's where...
Whereas they could just give you surgery.
Right. And so here's where
you got people, they won't give surgeries and then kill.
Right. And so we'll talk about Joe Lane from Saskatchewan here soon that Glenn Beck is flying down to America to get a surgery because Saskatchewan will not provide it and does not have an endocrinologist. But what I do want to point out is, and this is very, very important, in 2027, March of 2027, we are expanding to the mentally ill only, meaning veterans, homeless, vulnerable, addicts. And the fun fact that Dying with Dignity, these people who are these pro-death cults that attack me on every different platform saying I'm an idiot and I'm a liar and I'm misinformation, they're saying that we don't do this. Well, we have people on record in Toronto. We have people on
record. I've even seen the newscasts and all the recordings where, like, I don't want to die. No, you need to. Here, sign the paperwork.
Absolutely. And that's the only solution they're giving to these problems. This is not just an issue around.
Well, we won't give you your back pain. Your back's broken.
Right.
We won't give you a surgery, but right. We'll kill you. I mean,
absolutely. And we'll do it. And here's how they do it, right? So this is the way that they think this is compassionate, empathetic. So they're going to lie you down in a chair somewhere. Ellen Wee, by the way, the most prolific killer in Canada. She has been a maid doctor since 2016. Danielle Smith of Alberta, the premier of Alberta that people are ranting and raving about, which I love what she's doing, but here's what she just did. She just appointed the new public head of health for Alberta. He has been killing people since 2016. He's a maid doctor. All he does is kill people. He wakes up every morning and go, how do I kill more people? This is also Ellen Wiebe. When you want to take a look at this, we have a problem. Do you remember how you were ranting and raving a long time ago about organs? They're going to steal the organs. They're going to buy the organs. Well, Canada now, Health Canada is now sponsoring the Canadian Blood Services to partner with CanMap, the Canadian Association of Maid Practitioners. They are even, I'll tell you why. They're the ones that are training all of your doctors and your nurses. So here's the numbers. Since 2016 has happened, Canada has killed over 92,000 vulnerable Canadians to date as of the end of last year.
And they're just gearing up.
And so here's a study that they pointed out. The Canadian press went after me after I went.
My point is, I've seen the numbers. They admit that was a beta test.
Oh, it was a beta
test. So 90-something thousand is just the test.
And that's a small city. So let's take it even further to this step. So there was a study done by Western University, and they did an entire mock-up of what the Canadian government means to save and to actually kill. I said this on Jillian Michaels, they try to discredit. When the journalists and the individuals who wrote this paper came out and stated that this was a if situation, it's no longer an if because these bills are on the table. In March of 2027, we're expanding to the mentally ill. And the AMED report and the United Nations have come forward and stated that they are actually looking to expand to mature minors, which are children down to the age of 12. We know this.
And just to interrupt, they finally, though, earlier this year had a balk when the Maine Physician Association kind of said, hey, we might not want to kill kids. When the state is the guardian,
right.
They said, oh, we'll put it off to 2017, but am I correct? They still snuck it back.
Oh, they're trying so hard to put it on the floor. And the reason we know this is because CanMap does a conference every single year, and they're dumb enough to put all of the names of their speakers up there. Here's what's a kicker for so many people, and they hate when I say it, so let's say it nice and loud. There is an individual named Adam that runs Sick Kids Hospital, and he actually did a conference at CanMap last year where he did an entire talk advocating for mature minors, which is down to the age of 12. Now,
that's where they take away the age of consent.
Right.
For pedophilia or everything,
right.
Where they can then trick kids.
Yes. And so here's where it gets worse. In 2022, in the National Post article, the head of the College of Physicians of Quebec suggested we should be killing 0 to 1 for spinal bifida, for Down syndrome, and for all of these other ailments.
Slow down on that. That's pure eugenics.
This has been eugenics from the start, since 2016. In 1990, when Dying with Dignity was created, which is the CEO, Helen Long, they love when I say their names, when they actually came forward, they said, we're going to keep lobbying. So here's what's absolutely insane. I broke this last week on my Substack. I got a hold of a FOIA document. And in 2021, we have current sitting Elizabeth May, MP, in our parliament right now working. I have documents that I sent to your team here. When you look at the FOIA, you have multiple MPs and individuals lobbying the government illegally and stating this individual, a non-resident, non-citizen, non-taxpayer of Canada, we're going to bring her into the country and we're going to maid her, even though it's illegal.
So it's now making it a government murder destination.
Oh, it's always been.
And by the way, I saw another statistic you talked about. I looked at it, was true.
Yeah.
And again, like, the big thing killing black people is abortion. Like, half the blacks get aborted.
Right.
But it's self-hating whites, or we know that, are mainly on all the drugs and under the control, and liberals. It's mainly liberals.
Yes.
And what, 94% white people kill themselves?
96% white people. Yeah, 96% of
the population. Not only are white liberals not having kids, they're all killing themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are literally in a cult.
Well, what happens when you bring in
white liberals are kind of a problem. Okay, maybe this is good.
Well, it's because...
I'm sorry. I'm joking. Why would the liberal leftist government be killing all the liberals? I mean, this is literally a death cult.
Because this is what happens when you bring in 1.2 million people last year alone from India, Pakistan, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and you say, you know what? We're going to give you tax breaks. Up here on the document.
So say that again. 96% of the people they're killing are white.
Are white. Last year alone was 16,499. The year before that was 15,341. The year before that was over 10,000. So we are constantly, 13,000.
And they use psychological warfare to rope you into it.
And here's why they do it and how they do it. Out of all of the made assessors and practitioners, I call them killers, we have 1,800 in the country. And roughly 300 of those people are doing all of the killing. And this new head of public
health... That was my next question.
Yeah.
People ask, why is she excited? That's how I am. When you learn this, you want to warn people. So I'm glad you're so far. And I got to tell you, I've researched this. You're dead on and know more than I do about it. But if you go back, if you looked at the Jack Kevorkian...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was their original post. So I was watching PBS in high school, like 17, here in Austin. I'll never forget it. And he was on 60 Minutes, or it was PBS, it was one of the two. I think it was 60 Minutes. And he was talking about how much he loves death and the Grim Reaper. We got to find that little interview. You guys find Jack Kevorkian. I think it was 60 Minutes. It was 60 Minutes because I watched it at my grandparents' house. They lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I love demons.
Yep.
And he goes, I painted all of these demons eating babies with my own blood. And it's demons eating babies. We can show it because it's cartoon, but it's pornographic. It's babies coming out of women with a demon, a devil eating the baby.
Huh,
but I'm just saying, so knowing about these scientists, because I know about a lot of the abortion people, it's come out, not all of them, but some of them, it turns out, are Satanist.
Yeah.
And they do it because they want to, it's before they can do evil. But did you know about Kevorkian basically being a Satanist?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, type in Jack Kevorkian's artwork. I mean, it is scary as hell.
It's very dark.
So I'm just saying, this is a Satan. So here, long question.
Yeah.
So knowing how it's a handful of these doctors that get off on it, what's their MO?
Well, here's the thing. They're the most compassionate, most empathetic, the most beautiful. They don't want to have you suffer, because how dare you, Kelsey?
But they paint demons eating babies.
Well, I mean, because this is what happens. Literally, Ellen Weeb, the most prolific maid provider in the country, has killed, and I'm not exaggerating, I've been in the room in Salt Spring Island when she admitted to killing over 1,000 people, bragging how she was doing it, and going into Jewish nursing homes when they did not qualify, and killing them and getting away with it. She currently has 2 criminal cases against her.
Seen the famous cases where 98% of violent crime is men, except in medical stuff. It's this weird subgroup of nurses that like to kill babies.
Well, so here's what's crazy. Those are called healthcare serial killers. Dr. Christopher Lyon out of York University, dear friend.
So these are healthcare serial killers that are creating illegal AIDS.
Yes, and do you know how they get away with it? It's a self-reporting system in Canada. So say you kill a bunch of people illegally, you go over to the next hospital. Well, that doesn't follow you. Nobody knows about it. And try to get a doctor charged with it.
And they got fellow cult members on the bioethics board.
Well, it's not a shock. Look at MAID. Look at MAID in general. It is run by CanMap.
Well, let me explain the heart of this. My dad was top of his class at 14 and won a bunch of awards. So he got put in Plan 2, you know, where you're in college as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he was signed up for a NASA feeder program.
Okay.
And they sent him as his first job at 14 to MD Anderson Cancer Research.
Mm.
So when I'm growing up, my dad's telling me about this since he got out of it later. He figured out what it was. It was DARPA. But I didn't work for the CIA guys. It was DARPA. It was above that. And he said it was all just to see with young people who would kill people.
Yeah.
Because these people had signed up with their lives with terminal cancer. And he would watch these scientists inject people and kill them. And he said, like, basically have orgasms while they killed them.
And so we have records of that, right? So.
Okay. So my dad saw this.
Yeah. It doesn't shock me.
And they were trying to, like, Bill Gates people got put in those programs and liked it. Fauci liked it.
Yeah.
My dad got out of it.
So here's a great example. Dr. Stephanie Green is one who started CanMap.
That's why Fauci says, kill hundreds of beagles, remove their larynxes, put flesh-eating worms on them. Yeah. They go, what's the matter? He's like, we're just seeing if you'll do it.
We'll just see if we'll do it. Because let's see how far we can push the
human body. It's a ritual.
Absolutely. Let's see how far we can push the human body. And so this is the thing that I try to explain.
I don't keep interrupting you. I'm just backing you up.
Please.
But I'm just saying, folks, Like, when I said about my dad sounds crazy, you're not a witness, so you don't know if it's true. The beagle thing is true.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are we killing beagles? To see if you'll, I mean, look, people sliding into hell. See if you can find the demon eating the baby. This is Kevorkian's artwork. This is the guy that loves you and wants to kill you because he loves you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead.
No. Here, I want to point these things out because it's so damn important for people to understand. They are targeting the most vulnerable. We now have FOIA documents pointing out that some of these doctors have gotten a hold of the locations of the list of the nursing home individuals who are on wait lists so they can target them.
So they show up like literal grim reapers.
Dying with dignity.
Wraiths.
Wait until your family has left the hospital room and creep their ass in. And they will be like, you know, Alex.
They've been recorded. You're not just, you have all the recordings.
I have audio recordings. I have videos. I've written testimonies. I have over 20 veterans. I testified in the Senate about a month ago. Okay. I testified on the very first veterans.
So there's murdering ghouls.
Absolutely.
And they're everywhere.
And they're all your healthcare practitioners. And here's the thing.
What do they get out of the killing the person?
Power? Well, they, first off, think about this. A-type people who have got control, have got power. They want to say, you know what? We're the right ones. We're the ones that can control.
It's not playing God.
Of course it's playing God. And this, I literally did a Substack calling when doctors play God in Canada. And so this is what's happening. The difference between doctors in America and the difference between doctors in Canada and the rest of the globe, because you have Denmark, Belgium.
Now my dad said he figured out from being there, he said not all of them, but the head ones, it was like, this is all where they can kill people.
This is all they do. I've been in the room where they have in Salt Spring Island at a meeting. Ellen, we rolled into over 165 plus liberals and was like, you know what? We have to combat misinformation. Give us $30 because Kelsey's so crazy. They literally have sent people to all of the hospitals and universities in the country to defame me, to say that I'm a fucking lunatic.
I'm glad you care, but imagine... You're the bad person because you don't want to torture beagles to death.
Do you know what's really funny? I talked to Michael Malice about this yesterday. He did a quote in his White Pill book, and it was an individual, and it was really important because it nailed it on the head for me, and I just want to quote it because it's one of my, by far, like...
I want you to read it, but all of us want to see a sunset, eat a cheeseburger.
That's it.
And these people want to kill you.
Yeah, and so he wrote about this guy named Richard Collins. He goes, we have the right to lie because we are the future and we are the good guys. That's what Dying with Dignity thinks they are. That's what Compassion and Choices in America thinks that they are.
By the way, I'm sorry. Go back to Kevorkian. A devil mouth, a skeleton feeding a dying person, it's eating into its mouth. That is who these people are.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Sorry, keep going.
No, but here's the other crazy part, is they are taking and using your organs. You are not wrong. We now have reports of people being killed, made by organ donation. And so you know
that. You know where I learned that? From my dad.
Well, it's not a surprise. I've heard you talk about this for years.
Yeah.
So when I started stumbling on this a few months ago, that research paper I was just telling you about, this is really important to focus on. Let me tell you why. Because in the next 20 years, if it expands, even though it is already planned to expand, they're expected to save $1.273 trillion on not providing healthcare. And here's what's even crazier. As the law sits today, without an expansion, Canada is saving $117 billion by not providing palliative care or hospice. They are already killing so many people, and we are on track to do over 100,000.
And once you sell culture to kill the weak, it expands to everybody. This is a known... Hitler first started with mentally retarded children in 33, and then look where it went.
Difficult eaters, children that struggle. And here's what's crazy, and here's how...
Yeah, next they were killing kids that were getting C-minuses.
Right, and here's how they're killing them, though, and how they're getting them.
Same thing in the U.S. with eugenics.
It's not a surprise. This is eugenics. Dying with Dignity has...
Now, did you know if you got a C-minus once in, like, Georgia or Washington State... Bill Gates' dad ran it. They would sterilize you, even to the 80s.
None of this is a shock to me because I'm so in this subject now. Dying with Dignity has made a children's book, a children's coloring book. So this is not happening in hospitals. They want your family members to
watch. They're not just giving your five-year-old a book about Santa's married to a man.
No.
They're teaching you how to... Tell me about this. Oh, they're teaching kids how to die? Wow.
Yeah, so on Dying with Dignity's own website, you guys can download a children's coloring book. And here's what they do, Alex. They bring you into a room. They bring all of your family in to witness it. They put two IVs in your arms. They push the drugs. And your lungs, after you are given the paralytic, go into a pulmonary edemic state. I said this on Jordan Peterson.
So they involve your family with the murder?
Absolutely. They want you to see it. They want you to... And you're going to fight it.
It's a cult.
It's a death cult.
And they know you then join the cult and support it because you have so much guilt.
Right.
Because of the Stockholm Syndrome, you become a servant of it because you can't admit it's wrong.
Exactly. And that is where we're at in the country. So let's just be clear. Canada, U.S., Belgium, Australia, New Zealand.
No, I totally agree. The transgender thing is stalling out.
Yes.
Now they're launching Kill Your Kids.
Absolutely. And that's coming. So it's not in law yet. So let's be very careful to say killing kids is not in law yet.
But let's be clear. I've talked to not just you, but leading experts have said the transgender thing, they'll still have their limited cult. They're going to go underground now, not push it, but they've got their big chunk of people to kill and maim and brainwash. But now they're going to turn that off and move to killing everybody.
So, and here's what's even crazier. In Colorado, there was an individual who was just given MAID not that long ago. She was given physician-assisted suicide. So I give you the cup, I fill you with the poison, you drink the poison. She had, all she had was anorexia. They're calling it terminal anorexia. You can't heal from anything anymore, Al.
And notice how they legally get you to kill yourself.
Absolutely.
A binary weapon. Here's half the poison. Now you join in it.
That's right. And so in Canada, we remove the responsibility by putting two IVs in your arms and allow the doctor. So this is how the Christian Catholic groups get around this. They say, Kelsey, you know what? My doctor's...
Hold on, stay there. How do people find you?
Everywhere. You can find me everywhere. Kelsey Sharon everywhere. Substack, YouTube, the Kelsey Sharon.
Kelsey Sharon. K-E-L-S-I-S-H-E-R-E-N. Stay with us.
All right.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
to say, you're going to be on with Harrison Smith at 3:30 today in the War Room. But I know everything you're saying is true because I've seen it. You know even more than I only knew a few things from doing it. You were telling me that the other day we were working out with Sean Johnson and his fiance, you're friends with, that you were on his show, that it was 10 states, now it's 12. So this is moving so quick. This is a short segment. Some states don't carry, but I want to get later into the whole COVID thing. They ordered something like 20 times the amount the National Health Service in England, the UK, before 6 months before COVID, that makes you not be able to breathe, so they just grab people, give them this, and kill them with that, with this other drug, and then say it was COVID. So it's all about the power to kill who they want through the medical system.
Yep.
And if you study the Soviets or the Nazis or the Communist Chinese or others, the first tyranny comes from the medical system.
Well, it's not a surprise, right? Because we have the Chinese Communist Party well within Canada. We had police stations all stationed without Canada and taking Chinese dissidents out. And so part of the problem we're now seeing is that this is no longer just your doctor. These are being advised and they're being paid to do it between $300 and $500 per patient. So can you imagine? All you got to do is kill about five or six people a day and you don't have to do any other medical research or any other support. We'll just kill you. You'll make money and nobody will say anything because it's compassionate and empathetic to kill grandma. So it's a nightmare. So what we're seeing now in Canada is a massive expansion. The United
States. I'm surprised you're going to tell them only pay them $300.
Well, $300 to $500, depending on if a specialist does.
$500. I mean, yeah. You know, they pay people $53,000 globally the average to kill somebody with COVID.
Right. So why?
That was a higher bounty.
Yeah, of course. It's crazy. It's crazy to talk about it, but here's something.
But I guess with the people in the euthanasia death cult, they don't need to pay them. They'd pay to do it.
Well, and they love doing it. And so Ellen Weeb actually came out of retirement. She does abortion by days and maids by night. She came out of retirement.
Wow, what a nice lady.
Oh, she's a great, she's a gem. And her eyes are crazy. You know when you look at people's eyes and you actually see the devil? Welcome to Ellen
Weeb. Say her name.
Oh, Ellen Weeb knows who I am.
Ellen who?
Ellen Weeb, sweetie.
Weebs. How do you spell her name?
W-I-E-B-E. I don't know. I try not to think about her because she's such a...
Dr. Ellen Weeb.
Dr. Ellen Weeb. She's out of Vancouver, and so is Dr. Stephanie Green. Let's talk about Maid House. Have you heard about these killing facilities?
Yeah. Aren't they building them now in the cancer wards?
Oh, no. We have those, too. So we have those, too, in a Vancouver hospital. You have a location where you can go and get dialysis, and the door is right here, and then right beside the door is the Maid Clinic. Here's what's even worse, though. We have separate buildings, one on Vancouver Island and one in Toronto, and they are only killing facilities. All they do, you walk in, and on their website, they brag about their art. They brag about their art and how beautiful it is to kill people. You walk in, you never walk out. They are only designed to kill. That is their whole facilities. They're nonprofits as well. Don't know how they got nonprofit status.
So, big picture, we're going to break here in 20 bunch of stages, but how do we stop this?
So the way that you stop this in Canada is you have to go to your MPs. Right now we have a bill on the floor, did the first reading on Friday, called Bill C-218. If you go, we have to flip 20 Liberals, and that will stop the expansion to mental illness. The United Nations has come out and stated that Track 2 needs to be repealed immediately because it's targeting the vulnerable, the disabled, the homeless, and the addicts.
I forgot that. Even in the UK and even the UN... are saying chopping little boys' dicks off and maids is wrong. What are they doing? Hedging their bets because they're part of the same system? Do they think Canada's moving too quick?
Well, we're definitely moving too quick. But the UK actually has the bill that Kim Leadbeater has put forward, and they're really looking to push pass. And it looks like the UK is on its way to getting this as well. The UK is on its way.
So even the UN says don't do it.
And that's, and you know, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. But what
that's my question. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're saying it's too far because we are now showing its face. Here's what happened.
They're like, hey, don't do it too quick. You're going to wake them up.
Well, here's what's crazy. Nobody was really talking about it until I started talking about it on my
podcast. Yeah, by the way, you're not just puffing yourself up. Because there's been doctors and scientists against this for a long time, but you've been very energetic exposing it.
I can't stop talking about it. I try to stop and I can't. I just lose sleep. And now we're at the point where we're requiring to have other people around to keep me safe because so many people want to see me dead. Because
do you want to apologize for trying to have the state not kill 5-year-olds?
No, never. I will never ever.
That is kind of weird to get upset about that.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. But here's where we are at in this point. If you want the Americas in general to stop doing this, you have to go to your senators. You have to start.
Well, the bottom line is, recap, we come back about the U.S.
Yes.
Because everybody knows about Canada. I think that I didn't realize how bad it was here. I apologize, folks. I don't know everything.
That's right.
You were showing me. It is bad. I mean, it's here, folks.
It's here to stay.
We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Fortune tanto, vocunera, si, libiratibus ocelis. Fortune amici, vocunera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, control freaks gravitate mad scientists towards medicine. A lot of good people do as well, but they want to be worshipped as gods. They can get away with anything. And that's why you see the clearest strains of tyranny in that. And so we've seen with COVID, whether it was Australia, Europe, the U.S., it was equivalent of $53,000 for every person they intubated and basically killed. And then the UK bought all this particular drug that makes your lungs stop working, that you don't even give somebody with COVID, to give it to them, to kill them. This is all a test to corrupt the medical system even more gearing it up to be the euthanasia system. But it's one thing to say I'm going to help somebody commit suicide because they're 85 and have cancer. You want to go back on your, you know, back porch and blow your head off. That's your issue. Okay. Between you and God. I don't judge you for that. But this is the state muscling you, making you do it. Canada and the Netherlands are the kingpins saying, if you are in a government ward, if the state is your guardian, we're going to make the decision to kill you, including small children who don't have medical problems. But I didn't realize, I knew they were pushing it here. I didn't realize till our guest started breaking it down that, Kelsey, that it's here in the U.S., 12 states. That's the big alarm. That's the big news. Obviously, the program is centered in Canada as the beta test, but we'll get back into Canada. But break down again what's happening in the U.S. People want to know this.
Yeah, so the United States has adopted this killing ideology, and they call it physician-assisted suicide. So it's very clear to say it's not made in America. That is a term that they use in lockstep to just desensitize you to the idea of what it is. It's your doctors choosing to kill you. Now, physician-assisted suicide is really interesting in America, slightly different than Canada. So let's break it down. In America, we give you a cup with a bunch of poison in it, and we tell you here you have to drink said poison. That poison itself does not happen in Canada. We actually
just like they did Socrates, they didn't kill him, they gave him the hemlock and said, you do it.
That's right. You have to devoid yourself of the responsibility. So I want to break down the states that are doing this, because originally it was 10 states and one jurisdiction. Now we are up to 12, and we have two new states on the board. So the first ones we are looking at are Hawaii, California, Colorado, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Washington State, and the new two ones we've got on the board that just passed are Delaware and Illinois. Now, this is important to point out another fact I didn't state before. In a lot of these states, there is not a residency requirement. So technically, somebody could come from Texas, somebody could come from a red state and go to, say, Oregon or Vermont, and they could be killed there, and that will count towards their death count in those places. This is important because in America, your third leading cause of death is medical error. So how do you cover those up? Well, you euthanize them. And by euthanize, I mean it's physician-assisted suicide. They give you the drugs. Here is something terrifying for Americans to please pay attention to. Everyone says this is a quick, compassionate thing. It is not. We have deaths on record of 137 hours taking for you to die. Now, this is not a peaceful death. This is where the poison is swallowed. It corrodes your lungs, corrodes your throat and your esophagus, and often you start throwing up and convulsing.
And it's part of a larger dehumanized death cult. We need Trump to get educated on this and take this on head on, because if we'd have got ahead of the transgender cult, we would have saved all these people. So we need to get ahead of this.
I have reached out and I've spoken with the United States State Department. They said they're unaware that this is happening. I've reached out to RFK. I've reached out to Tulsi. I've reached out to Joe Kent.
I'm ultra informed, and I didn't know it was this bad.
Yeah, I get it. Canada blocks my show. Canada has put two strikes on my YouTube. I'm very banned in the country. So this is why I come to America, to spread the message to Americans that this is not a Canadian issue. We've been slow dripping into your country for about 18 months now, and I've reached out and said, I will fly down, I will have conversations, I will educate you on this. I am not the only one doing this. I have individuals who are backing me up, who give me my data, give me my research. I'm not a single person that is doing this, but I am the voice of it because I have the loudest and most aggressive.
Well, that's right. I just want to say, I personally, not even looking for it, have seen hundreds of videos, people recording the hospital saying, we're not going to give you your pain medication, just sign the form, kill yourself.
That's right.
And then they have TV ads, how beautiful it is. I mean, this is a huge press going on.
The TV ad you're speaking about that we made very famous is from Simon's department store out of Quebec. Now, I just want to bring up Quebec for a second. Quebec is breaking federal law currently by allowing what's called advanced request, meaning, Alex, if you know you're going to have dementia, you can apply for euthanasia right today. And then in, say, 30, 40 years, if you want to change your mind, too bad, you've already qualified and you'll be euthanized. So what is,
because you'll say you don't have competency.
That's right. And in Quebec, this is an insane stat.
So you sign your rights over.
Yes, there's the ad right there. So this is Simon's department store. They're not a medical professional. These are an actual department store. So this lady in the commercial was actually not dying. She could not get surgery. Similar to Jolene in Saskatchewan that Glenn Beck is getting to America right now. She didn't actually want to die. She could not get medical care in the country. And so she chose to partner with Simon's department store and talk about how to sell their home goods and how she was going to be crossing the Rainbow Bridge. Fun fact, when they give you the drugs, they paralyze you, and then your lungs go into a pulmonary.
So what happened to this lady?
She got killed with it. She died. They talk about it at the very end. So she doesn't want to die, but they brought her to a beautiful beach.
They're like, sorry, the whole government, we can't even get a charity. You can't have a surgery.
That's
for
right.
$20,000.
Right.
But you're in an ab of the blue whale, so we're going to kill you.
That's right. And if you have
how
an ailment,
sick.
And if you have an ailment that you can show to two doctors or two nurses that is irremediable and grievous, they will then kill you. And so
they're finding mentally ill people to kill.
Yes. And that starts in 2027 of March. So it's crazy because we have a chance to stop it. It's called Build C-218.
2027.
Yep, in 2027. But you have to start speaking to your MPs. And in the United States, your senators, and I hate to say this, your Republicans are voting for this because it is saving you an ungodly amount of money. How disgusting that this woman is going to be remembered for going on a beach with a home goods store instead of Canada providing health care. So everybody says to me, Canada.
I guarantee you this ad cost millions to make.
Oh, of course it did.
So we can't give you your $20,000 service. Surgery,
no.
But we'll have all these old fat lesbians out here celebrating murdering you.
Right. But
you know what this is? This is human sacrifice.
Of course it is. And now we take your organs, right? So did you hear about the gentleman whose heart came from Canada and went down to America recently?
I did. But also get into what Glenn Beck's doing with you. This is great.
Yeah. So Jolene.
We need to start doing the opposite of like tell people to come to Canada and get killed. No, we can sponsor folks not to get killed.
That's exactly what we're looking for here. And it's pretty pathetic. This is where we're at. So Jolene out of Saskatchewan is an individual who had a parathyroid disease. And she was in the hospital on and off for the past few years, could not see an endocrinologist in Saskatchewan. All she needed was a referral to get a surgeon outside of Saskatchewan. They refused to provide such. So what happened is somebody, the Right to Life UK wrote a story. I picked it up the second it came out, did a Substack on it, dropped it onto X and dropped it onto Instagram and said, I need your guys' help. Next thing you know, Glenn Beck picked it up and Glenn Beck is now on the phone with Miles, her husband, and is looking at paying for getting a surgeon and getting her to America. Apparently, they've been speaking with Donald Trump's team because she doesn't have a passport. So they're trying to get her down to the States to have surgery. But here's the problem. I was speaking with Jolene last night. She has such bad pneumonia that when she called for a nurse in the local hospital she's currently in Saskatchewan, they came to her and said, sorry, we don't have anyone to help you.
Yeah, that's the socialism. So yeah. Back to the woman. Back to the woman they killed. She didn't click that you can't have a $20,000 surgery, we're like million-dollar ads and kill you and you're a, I mean, what the hell?
And nobody's saying anything about it. This ad came out, it got pulled. We spoke about it on Jordan Peterson and they freaked out. I'm shocked I haven't been slapped with lawsuits yet. But here's the thing, everything we're saying is public knowledge, public information, and you guys can find it yourselves. But nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, I can tell you, this ad with all the props and stuff,
oh, just
I would guess 2 million, 3 million to make?
More than that, because look how many individuals are there. Look at where the location is.
And look how cultic it is.
Right. Because here's the thing. So I talked to Michael Malice about this. I'm currently writing a new book on the subject and we talked about it.
Oh, she gets a tattoo.
That's right. Exactly. But here's what's really sick and insane. This woman could have lived. This woman, instead of Simons using her, could have paid for this and could have got her the help she needed. But instead, they exploited her and used her for an ad to make this look beautiful. Now, this is one of the most disgusting displays of eugenics we have that people are not acknowledging is a eugenic.
And she was obviously completely mentally ill.
Oh, of course. Well, most people who go through this.
All she wanted was attention.
And well, here's the thing, Alex.
We'll give you attention. We'll kill you.
How many people do you know that struggle with a mental illness just and don't say it out loud and just say, I want to live. But when you have grocery bills going up to $17,000 and a 72% increase in inflation in Canada over the next year, how many people do you think can afford to live?
Yeah, guys, get the now like 9 years old, McGreen made it. Get the Soylent Green video ready because I knew Charlton Heston. He was a great guy, a big listener. And he didn't understand in the movie, but I talked to him about it. He understood it later. Made it in like the year I was born, 74. It wasn't even a dystopic thing. It's what the elite wanted to do. But because of the cost and collapse, people go because they can't pay their bills and they kill themselves.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. Now they're
and that's exactly what it is.
We had a Toronto man. They said this never happened, but we have it on record. It was the first time the liberal media did something good with their life and covered this man's story. He was homeless, could not get help, and they started a fundraiser after it came out because he was accepting MAID because he could not afford to live in Toronto. Because we've imported so many immigrants and taken up so much housing that we no longer have the funds to actually support Canadians. And that shows they don't actually care because 96% of the people in Canada being killed with the eugenics program are white. It's insanity.
And that's all part of the larger picture of the pre-planning, the guilt in white people. And it's not just that they go kill themselves or give up. They then support all the other evil
Right.
And become servants of the system that wants to destroy everybody.
Well, take the perfect example of, you know, I don't know if you guys ever heard about this, how they said they found a bunch of dead kids at the residential schools across the country. The indigenous were killed, you know, being killed illegally.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't actually happen, and there's still no evidence of those children's bodies or mass graves. But now, because of that, we have what's called compelled speech, where every time you do a press conference, every time you do an event, you have to say, I'm standing on the unceded territory of, no, you're not. We didn't steal it. You were.
And they don't even get you to do that to help the natives. They do it right. So the globalists can take over.
Well, and here's
they're getting you to say you don't have sovereignty because they're taking your rights.
And here's what's crazy. The Supreme Court just ruled for this, and now Richmond, British Columbia has been brought forward, and now the indigenous are taking over that land. Port Coquitlam.
And it really means the manager's over them. But
right.
What I wanted to ask you is they're passing stuff just as bad as the UK and Germany where they preemptively put you in jail for what you might say.
Bill C-9.
You read Bible verses?
Bill C-9.
Bans the Bible. I have it right here.
Yeah, so this is what they're doing. So Bill C-9, 2 nights ago, the Bloc just partnered with the Liberals, and they have said, you know what, we're going to start banning portions of the Quran, the Torah. This is Sean Fraser. This guy is a danger to Canadian society and to society in general.
Look at the headline, Liberals back banning Bible.
Yeah. This isn't just the Bible. If you preach, if you speak about it. Now, this guy's the devil. I don't know if anybody knows who Mark Carney is.
They actually sent a coach in.
Yeah.
Trudeau was just a puppet. They sent in his boss.
Bank of England head.
Yep. He says he's not even a Canadian.
No, he's not. He is legitimately has so much interest outside of Canada, barely pays Canadian taxes, and he is driving Canada into the largest socialist, communist movement we have ever seen in the world. And I even said this to Malice. I said this yesterday. I said, have I lost my mind? And he goes, no, you guys are already gone. It's already too late. These new bills in the past.
And the problem is just like the U.S., they got some of the right wing backing banning speech in Europe and saying stop anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Folks, this is all crap.
Yeah.
Let people say whatever they want. If your idea is better, then deal with it.
Well,
like, I don't like the KKK or the N-word, but you got to allow it or they ban you exposing euthanasia.
Exactly.
It's why everybody gets to speak, folks.
Well, and this is the problem we're now seeing. With this new hate speech law goes in, I'm looking at prison time. My entire Substack.
That was my next question. They're gunning for you.
Oh, they're coming for me. They really don't like me.
They put peaceful truckers in jail for years.
I and my parents are truck drivers that supported that. So when I actually, you know what? You'll love this. In 2021, when that came out, my business, Brass and Unity, I did a sign. I said, hold the line. I got a personal threat from the MP through a nonprofit I was on the board for saying either knock it off or problems will happen for you. My website crashed the next day.
Oh, I know. Well, I did it off record. It wasn't criminal, so I don't expose them. It's not criminal, but it was borderline. Before they did all the suits and the DOJ got caught doing it, I was up in D.C. to meet with the White House. This big top law firm goes, hey, will you come meet with some people about some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I go in there, and it turns into like a two-day meeting, and they go, we're about to sue you and shut you down.
Right.
We're going to give you $50 million a year just as your salary. We want you to be this reform guy that woke up he was wrong. You'll be we're going to do a thing called fact-checking. You're going to be the biggest guy in the media. If you don't, we're going to destroy you. And it wasn't Elon. He wasn't the richest guy in the world. It was somebody else.
I'm going to figure it out.
But the point is, that's who it was. So imagine that's how they operate. And most people take the money.
Well, here's what's crazy, though.
I took the lawsuits, bitch.
Yeah, so you're going to take the lawsuits. So here's my problem. I am currently 100% disabled. Right. So here's my problem. I testified about a month and a half ago in against Veterans Affairs stating I was the first person to expose over 20 veterans are currently being offered right now. Veterans Affairs being offered MAID. We had somebody who was offered MAID and the family was paid over $300,000. If that veteran took MAID instead of a pension and you would get a military funeral, my benefits are being threatened. I'm being followed. I have people threatening to kill.
Well, I believe it. Always I told my story is you were telling me we're working out.
Yeah.
Like I believe it.
Oh, it's insane. But this is the thing. I live in a province where that is mostly liberal. And so naturally, when people come up to me, I'm terrified. And people are trying to figure out where my kids go to school. So this is where we're at. And now the government has said to me, keep talking, Kelsey. You're going to lose all your benefits. And here's the crazy part. I don't have the financial backing to lose my benefits. This is what's coming for me next.
Well, that's why you got to write a book or something for fundraising.
So here's
that's why listeners got to get it. If I'm not going to take the money from the globalists.
That's right.
That's fine. But if I don't get money to fight, it's the same thing. I'm shut down. So it's not, I just can't say no to the payoff.
Right.
Then I got to come to you and beg.
That's right. So I have a book out already. That's good. About my life. I'm writing a second one right now. And I have a Substack. And I started Candace Horbeck, a dear friend of mine, suggested buy me a coffee. So I've got those up as options.
She's awesome.
She's my
You get her back on. So How do people support you?
How do people support me? You guys can go over to my YouTube and you guys can support there. My Substack, you can do free or paid. These are all the Kelsey Sharon Perspective or Kelsey Sharon. You guys can promote me or you can go buy my book, Brass and Unity. It's about my life and my deployment and all of the things that happened to me and the Afghan pullout. So that came out in 2023. And you guys can just show up for me sharing.
Wow. So you were in the middle of the Afghan pullout.
Yeah, we helped a family, the head of the women's rights VIP of the Afghan government. I used my cell phone and Americans and got their entire family to Canada.
How did you get disabled?
Say again?
How did you get hurt?
I got hurt in Afghanistan in 2009. I was an artillery gunner and a CST with the British and American military.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did some fun stuff for a little while. And then we decided I didn't want to kill myself anymore. And I decided to start a business called Brass and Unity, where we help veterans and we donate 20% of the proceeds to veteran organizations all across the globe.
So bottom line, people should subscribe to your Substack and support you.
I would appreciate it.
Let me tell you, I see you everywhere. You're kicking ass. And I can vouch it's all accurate. In fact, the problem is you're talking faster so much, it's way worse than you're saying.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's way worse. And here's the thing. I do the only made series in the world. It's on the Kelsey Sharon Perspective on YouTube. And I do 3 episodes a week on it. I write 2 articles a week on it. I spend all of my
time. We're going to get ahead of this because they got the jump on us with the transgender thing, and this is even bigger.
No, we can get this.
Yeah, this is the heart of it all. So let's go to my breakdown with the crew of this is like 8, 9, 10 years old. God, I'm getting old. Maybe 12 years old. I don't know. Here's our breakdown of Soylent Green as basically predictive programming. Here it is.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You'll find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
We got to stop them. You got to warn them. Next, they'll be breeding us like cattle. So that's Kelsey Sharon. That's Alex Jones. That's all of you. We know this. The general public doesn't think like this, so it sounds crazy. But this is all a scientific death cult. I was talking to Sean this morning while we were working out, and he was asking, who's the top of the food chain? Who runs the elites? And you can talk about China or Israel or the Vatican. Or blah, blah, blah. No, it's scientific madmen. It is mad scientists. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates is one of their top people. And Elon Musk talks about this.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with Elon Musk on air and you name it, and he's like, we're finished the other sentences. Because he gets around the heads of Google 20 years ago, and they're like, yeah, we're here with all the people, they're scum. And even that, you know, one of the founders of Google, Brin's wife ex-wife's gone public, said, no, they openly talked about getting rid of the people.
Of course.
I mean, folks, like, he's the wife of Sergey Brin's, like, no, this is real. Like, you know.
There is an entire organization called the World Federation who have over 80 I'm doing a massive piece on them right now. And these are over 80 organizations across the globe that are in lockstep that are arguing for their governments, and they're going through nonprofits to argue that they need to change legislation. And this is how they're getting it through America and the rest of the globe. And the only people who just recently stopped it, ironically, were the Slavics. They said, no, we're not doing this. We're not participating in this. This is...
Oh, I got to hand it to the Eastern Europeans, the Slavs.
Yeah.
But they've been under attack so much by the Mongols and the Muslims and everything else forever. But, I mean, the Slavs across the board are they're the Michael Jordans right now fighting all this.
Yeah, they're no joke. And they're really putting their foot in their mouth and saying, you know, we're not doing this. We're not participating in the killing. But the rest of the globe is. And that is the problem. This is not a Canada issue. This is not an American issue. This is a global agenda. And Bill Gates said this years ago. We are going to start using this as a program. We're going to start depopulation. And when you look
at... And he wants you to take a shot to because he loves you. So why do you think the Slavs are the tip of the spear fighting it?
I just think that they're realizing what this is. Canada is the canary in the coal mine. We are the people that are stating you need to pay attention. We are not...
But we need to catch whatever bug the Slavs have.
Yeah, you mean a backbone?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that in Canada. I don't know if you've noticed.
Well, I think it's because they've been attacked so much more.
Well, and I get it. And look, and here's the thing that people need to pay attention to. This can't stop. This doesn't have to be. I cannot be the only people screaming about this, the only human on this. There are people in America. I've spoken to your senators. I actually sat down with Dan Crenshaw for 30 minutes at ARC last year. And I said, Dan, this is happening. He looked at me, called me a liar right to my face. You can't prove it. It's not happening.
Oh, Crenshaw's period.
Oh, he's a nightmare. But here's the problem. I have made your politicians aware. I have made your United States State Department aware. I've even made Sebastian, Trump's right hand, aware.
Gorka?
Yeah, and radio silence.
Well, Gorka is a very bad person.
My thing is I just need to get to the people that can help me change this because I cannot do...
Well, I think you said it. You know where the word Slav comes from, right?
No, I don't.
It means slave.
Ah, they're no joke.
That's the Arabic for slave.
Got it.
Because that was their main slave group. Okay. You know, there were more Slavic slaves than... I'm not putting down African slavery is terrible, but no. Than all African slavery. And the Muslims were both the kings of Slavic European slavery and black slavery. What you hear about, Muslims love black people. None of you actually read a real history.
No.
But my point is, Slav means slave.
That's right. I can see it.
It's crazy. I guess they're tired of being slaves.
I get it, and I'm right there with them. I'm right there with
them. Well, these people want us to give up on our life force and roll over and die. We're not going to do it, folks. We'll be right back to talk about more about this with a leading advocate exposing the death cult. Stay with us.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world.
That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she's a dynamo, Kelsey Sharon, Substack Kelsey Sharon, S-H-E-R-E-N. Glad that's blowing up. I'm just supporting you. I can tell you everything she's saying is true. It's even worse than she's saying, because it's just impossible to tell you all this stuff. Let me do this briefly. You see that poster right there? I don't usually sell posters of myself. I told the crew to get some of the best InfoWars art of the years and make some fundraiser posters, and Rob Duke came up with that. It's got John Paul Jones at the top of Just Begun to Fight. I've only begun to fight from the Revolutionary War, and it funds our operation. It's a long story, but the CIA and the FBI, it's been declassified, attacked us, tried to shut us down, got their fake judgment, did all that, but the federal judge kicked out their attempted takeover, so they went to state court and had the literal Soros judge appoint a receiver to do a public auction to sell a place. And we'll see if he does a real auction, because we got good guys ready to pay a lot of money. They haven't set the date yet, but sometime middle of January. The problem is that through this bankruptcy, because you have a receiver in control, they don't let you buy a bunch of product. But we went to him and said, if we don't sell something, there's no money for payroll. You're hurting the sale. So it looks like a good sign. We're like, okay, you can sell a poster, because, you know, $3-4 a print it, tubes are $1, and we put a big price tag on it. It's a fundraiser. And then hopefully they let us have the sale. Our guys get it. I'm not holding my breath. We have the Alex Jones Network built, the basic backup studios. We have investors and new owners that are building a whole, you like the studio? Just as nice or nicer. So we're fighting on so many fronts. We're far beyond giving up. We got a lot of exciting stuff happening. If InfoWars gets shut down, it'll be the Alex Jones Network. Regardless, the new stuff we built is going to be rolled in. We're going to go at least 19 hours a day live. I won't be the owner because of all their fake judgments, but I'll be the program director. We'll be live from 5 a.m. to midnight, and that's just phase one, and we're ready. Okay? We got the sponsors, all of it loaded. But right now in the interim, I need you to bridge us and go to InfoWarsStore.com, where almost all the products are sold out, because they won't let us reorder them. But we do have these fundraising posters. Now, I designed Defend the West posters, Make No Peace with Evil, with a famous statue of a crusader king. Again, that was after 700 years the Muslims attacking. Those are cool, but I came up with. Rob Duke came up with that actual still shot of me on the show. You know, that's fun as well. We have them signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's critical. It's a fundraiser. Hanging on the wall, you know you supported the transmission. Separately, TheAlexJonesStore.com, I don't own. That's Bigley that owns the Alex Jones Network backup, which is also the main sponsor of InfoWars. So it is critical for you to do your Christmas shopping there. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, all the other great products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sunday, the big sale ends, 40% off on the apparel and the supplements ends. Do your Christmas shopping with us. I only sell stuff that works, and a lot of it's staple stuff that everybody knows how great creatine is. We have the best creatine, strongest out there. Each little gummy is a full day's allowance. Not just good for your muscles, great for your brain, but whatever you do, give yourself the gift of methylene blue. We have the best. Talk to your physician before. It's so strong. There's some drug interaction, so be careful. But everybody should be getting it. I'm asking you to make a decision to get our ultramethylene blue for yourself this Christmas, but buy a couple other bottles. If you take it and love it, and it kicks in like 30 minutes with energy with no letdown, then you've got bottles to give as gifts. So just make that commitment. It's so simple, and we're exposing the next lockdown they're trying, the poison shots, the government forced suicide. We are doing important work, and you aren't just part of the fight when you support us and buy the products. You're at the heart of the fight. So make the decision now. Do your Christmas shopping. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life, your health, and everything while you fund the tip of the spear fighting for freedom, a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. And we're like a mothership that just energizes all these other activists, all these other people are taking action. And when you support us, you are literally in charge of that operation. So I thank you for your support. All right. We got 20 minutes till we end the show. You're going to be on 30 minutes into the war room today with more and a bunch of clips we didn't get to yet, but just, you've got the floor. What else should people know? What else is happening?
Yeah, what else is happening is this expansion is rapidly firing in America. And I think this is why I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad that you are fighting the fight, because we do need shows like this that are willing to talk about subjects like this, because it is so difficult to get to individuals to speak about it. The Canadian Liberal, paid for media by the Liberal government, does not want anything to do with this subject. And then you have people in America who are also bragging about it. You have People Magazine. Let's talk about this one. This one's an incredible story. People Magazine, I don't know who even pays for them or listens to them or even reads them. But there was a Holocaust, are you ready for this? A Holocaust survivor who survived Auschwitz, and her husband were written up in People Magazine bragging about how they were going to go kill themselves with the eugenics program, and that's exactly what happened. So you have also...
So they survived Hitler and go join Hitler 2.0.
That's right. And here's what's even worse. You have people like the Today Show on Apple TV who just did an entire show, the brand new Today Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston, doing an episode on Dignitas in Switzerland, talking about how the grandmother wasn't old, wasn't dying, but she had a pamphlet in case she wanted to go kill herself. She wanted the options. So this is being slow dripped.
Like, oh, pre-schedule it. Have as an option.
That's right. And this is what's happening with Jolene from Saskatchewan. They gave her a date for January 7th. So this is not like it's the first time. We had an individual in Canada last year who came to me and my group of friends and said, I saw you on Jordan Peterson. I have akathisia. I don't want to go through this anymore. So she actually, and I'm not exaggerating, and we have proof, went to Ellen Weeb from Vancouver and was approved for euthanasia over one Zoom call without seeing a doctor, without reading a medical practitioner, and finding out that she actually had bipolar cycling too.
So it's easier to get a loan to... It's harder to get a loan to buy a golf cart or a moped than it is to get killed.
Absolutely. You can walk into the doctor as long as you are a track one or track two patient. And here's the worst part. And people hate when I say this, but I need to show you how easy the loophole is. Because people keep saying, Kelsey, this isn't happening at the numbers it is. All you have to do from somebody who's not actually dying, you just have to say, Alex, I'm no longer eating or drinking. And you automatically move to the 24-hour to 90-day period where you can be assessed by two doctors or two nurse practitioners, and you can be murdered pretty
quickly. And they have you assessed by the cult.
That's right. And the cult are the ones that are getting paid. They're the ones that CanMap is funding and teaching, and they're going to all the universities because the universities are where all the hell is starting. And in Canada, 92%.
So this is the opposite of Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
So we don't actually have that anymore. That's not a real thing in Canada.
Get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, of course, because here's the thing. We need to fill the rooms with the immigrants who are going to vote for the liberals, not the 96% white people who are being murdered by euthanasia. It is not peaceful. It is eugenics. And they actually, Alex, these drugs, by the way, are non-FDA approved for killing. Yet Canada allows them, and America allows them. And what's crazy about them, and I'm going to say this again, They cause your lungs to go in a pulmonary edemic state and you drown to death. And Dr. Joel Zivit from Emory State University did the largest postmortem autopsies on over 200 lethal injection patients, because this is exactly what this is in this country and in Canada. They did this largest autopsy and over 80% of those patients showed heavy lungs. And that can only happen during a procedure, and that is akin to waterboarding or drowning to death.
And that's a key. I looked this up. What was it? Lorazepam, whatever it was in England.
Midazepam, and there's a whole laundry.
The point is that they say it is the most horrible torture ever. So you look peaceful. They have lots of ways to kill you with no pain.
That's right.
But of course, they pick the thing that is like absolute agony.
Yeah, it's not.
It's
like
perfectly satanic.
Well, because animals use pentobarbital, right? That's the difference. I spoke to Peter Attia's wife about this when we were having dinner. She goes, "Why don't they do potassium chloride?" And I said, because that would be an easy non.
Oh, I used to work for a veterinarian, and I remember it was that, and it was a bottle with flowers on it.
Yeah.
But you give the dog dead in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to give you something that actually doesn't. We want something that that paralyzes you and kills you.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes hours.
Oh, more than that. We have the longest record.
God, this is insane.
We have the longest death on record in America of 137 hours to
die. You know what does it say satanically? It doesn't sound crazy, but it's true. It's demonic. They're draining power off of the pain.
Yeah.
It's like you said, they come in like moths to flame. They're getting off on it.
They do, and they do. And so we actually have an organization, a friend of mine runs out of Delta called the Delta Hospice, and it's called Angels. And what they do is they actually send other people with the patient to the doctor to say, I'm watching you when I leave the room. This person's sitting there, because dying with dignity is so dark, so malicious, and they have so many volunteers. Quick story. You're going to love this.
These ghouls want to be part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's a satanic ritual.
Well, here's what's crazier. And all of their donors are on the website. Do you know Bell, the conglomerate, the telecommunications
Yes, I know Bell.
Okay, so Bell has this thing called Bell Let's Talk. Have you ever heard of this? It's the suicide prevention program they do. Well, it turns out Bell is one of the largest donors of Dying with Dignity pro-death.
No, it sends you to it.
Yeah.
You call for suicide prevention.
Yes, and they'll go to MAID.
Just like the lady that got convicted that was head of the Clinton Foundation smuggling Haitian kids out to pedophile rings, changed her name and became the head of Amber Alert.
Yeah, it's not a shock. Not a surprise at all. So Dying with Dignity has their donor list that is public. You guys can see it on your own. I'm not saying anything that's defamatory. They put it dumb enough to put it on their websites. They even talk about how they want to expand to mature minors. Mature minors is just a clean word.
12.
For 12 and up. Now, again, let me just state what I said at the beginning when I was going too fast. The College of Physicians in Quebec has stated on the National Post that they would like to expand euthanasia to 0 to 1 for children with Down syndrome and spinal bifida. This is public knowledge, public information. They're just dumb enough to say it out loud and think no one will pay attention. And that's where we're at. Canada's expanding. And
by the way, we're not just saying this to be spooky.
No.
This is a death cult. This is a cult.
Here's the thing.
You know they're meeting. You know they're Satanists.
Oh, they're not only just meeting. I've been in their meetings. I have audio recordings of their meetings. And I have them going to Veterans Affairs. The RCMP Veterans Association in Nova Scotia just promoted this to over 900 vulnerable veterans who are already struggling with suicidality and PTSD and widows. And they said they were going to do a information center act where you can go and listen about how you
can
qualify.
Well, look at serotonin reuptake inhibitors on the drug inserts of the 90s.
Right.
Says create suicide.
It is, and this is no different. So when you struggle with mental illness, you're naturally going to be looking for a solution. And Canada has decided, you know what? You've got a 6 to 12 month wait list to get into a psychiatrist or psychologist. But you know what, MAID? Alex, we can do that in 24 hours to 90 days.
We can't get you a knee surgery, but we can sure as hell kill you.
Do you know how I got knee surgery this year? I went to an American who went to a sports team who called another sports team at the Canucks, and I got surgery. That's the only reason I got help. Every person who has ever helped me with my traumatic brain injury, PTSD, has been an American.
Yeah, people, our system's become corrupt, but I can get surgery tomorrow if I want.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is not how it's working. Canada is killing people on a wait list. Right now, you had over, I think it was 500,000 people dying on wait lists just to get into doctors, over 18-hour wait lists to get into an ER to even see a doctor.
But there's no wait list to get killed.
No, you can just jump right in. We have more than enough doctors.
How do people put up? So Canada, like you said, is about to pass this particular bill to ban the Bible and free speech.
Yes.
I mean, they are This is insane.
That's just, so here's the thing. On my Substack, I just did a Substack called the 11 Bills to Bind the Nation, and it breaks down Bill C-2 to Bill C-12. They are all telecommunication acts. They are all free speech acts. And these are all what the liberals have spent the past 7 months, Mark Carney's prime minister, whatever the hell you want to call it, he has spent his entire time building laws of tyranny and communism and socialism that will break Canadians so that they're so desperate, they're so broken.
By the way, it's like, Canada's about to become North Korea. I mean, this stuff
is
like, we think you might say something 5 years in prison. I mean, it is like, it is beyond North Korea.
You're looking at a minimum of 2 to 10 years right now for some of these hate speech laws. And here's the thing. The new telecommunication acts, all they have to do is say, go to Bell, say my phone's with Bell and say, you know what? We don't like Kelsey. We don't have to tell her about it. I'll wake up one morning. My phone won't work. My internet won't work. And I have no recourse whatsoever. And the other thing about it is they're looking at digital ID right now, which means the chances of me getting in and out of the country are sketchy at best. And they are looking to shut down people who are speaking out like myself. They're slipping.
But people have this normalcy that, oh, America and Europe's free in Canada. No, it's not.
Canada's the least.
I mean, this is big deal.
This is big deal. And again, I just want to reiterate for the American listeners, my show's 80% American listeners because Canada has banned me. Hawaii, California, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, D.C., and Washington State are all doing suicide by doctors. It's all physician-assisted suicide. And it's sketchy. It's so sketchy. It's expanding.
And again, all they got to do is bother the politicians and the regulators and, right, the bioethicists and the hospitals do it.
And we'll see, that's the thing. Montana, Republicans voted for this. And they thought no one would find
it. Well, the average Republicans like, well, if somebody wants to kill themselves, that's fine. No, it's the state pushing it.
That's right.
Preparing it, denying health care.
I said this on Trigonometry, and they said this was really harsh, but this is the hard reality. And I deal with suicide prevention. I've had more friends kill themselves since deployment than we did on deployment. And I will tell you, you have
to. Well, they know. They teach the military. They do a program to make them kill themselves.
That's right. So you have every right to end your life, but I will be damned if you put this into law where you start stating that anybody who's homeless, who's vulnerable, who's disabled, this is a eugenics program.
No, the state wants the power to kill people. Hey guys, you have the governor Northam. I was on Joe Rogan like this episode like 8 years ago, and Northam is a surgeon that ran a wing, and people don't understand this. If you just kill a baby, they may not have the organ donors lined up where it's going, but if you can keep them alive 2 weeks, mm-hmm, then you can line it all up and then one day take it all and take their blood, everything else, and kill them, and you get $300,000 to $400,000 per child. What? And so this all came out at the time, and he's like, well, we don't resuscitate. He means a legal term. Yeah. The baby's alive. They tell the mother it's died. They keep it alive in a ward for 2, 3, 4 weeks, take its organs, and sell them. And now 5 or 6 states, last time I checked, probably worse, have passed this law, and now Canada, Australia, you name it, states of the U.S., keep a baby alive. So they tell the mother it's died, they keep it alive, and then literally suck it dry, folks. I mean, this is what we're talking about. So here's Governor Northam. When he says resuscitate, he means we're legally going to say it's going to live. But when the mother doesn't, she says, oh, your baby's deformed and dying, just sign the form, no resuscitation. She thinks it's died. No, they're not doing defibrillators. It's a legal term they've changed in bioethics that it's alive, but we're going to say you're not keeping it. Now they disappear it to a special wing to wait for all the orders come in to get its organs. This is all, look this up, folks. This is beyond evil. This is how they change labels. Here's a clip.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in?
Well, currently required? You don't tell a woman what to do. It's like feminism. No, you said me and the doctor decide to kill your kid, tell the mother the kid died, and sell its organs. And these women are like, yeah, well, you got multiple physicians signing off. Yeah, the bioethics board, which is a bunch of eugenicists that are making money off of it. Let's go back to the clip.
what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk
so
now.
So you watch that. It sounds I mean, it's just pure evil right out in the oven.
Well, and here's what's crazy is Canada is making individuals presumed organ donors, meaning you used to have to sign up to become an organ donor. Now they're talking about putting a new bill through that says that you're already an organ donor, even if you don't want to be. So when you die, we just take your stuff, just like the Canadian heart that just came from Canada and went to an American organ donor. And we're seeing this in Nova Scotia. They made everyone presumed organ donors. And when you take a look at the stats.
So again, it's not just about suicide. It's about getting the organs as a business.
So I actually exposed this.
So Canada's in competition with China.
Yeah, well, but China's already been infiltrated. CSIS in 2015 said that China's very involved in our elections, has said they're very involved in our government. And here is the thing, though, Alex. I exposed this about 3 months ago. Health Canada is sponsoring the Canadian Blood Services and organ donors to do a new made medical journal with CanMap, and that medical journal will be the standard for all doctors, and that is why they're doing made by organ donation.
And it's a model for the country, the whole world. So
absolutely.
Remember, I remember having the doctor only got firebombed in Little Rock. The Clintons would not do blood testing at the prisons and would ship the blood with HIV and hepatitis to Health Canada, who would then ship it out worldwide and give millions of people hepatitis and AIDS, HIV. Again, Health Canada was the vector for the whole world. Remember all that?
Yeah, Health Canada is a real problem. They're very sketchy. And when we uncovered this, they actually removed everything from their websites because they're dumb enough to put it up in the first place. So then we screenshotted everything to make sure we had it. And CanMap is at the heart of this with the largest organ donation system in Canada through
Canada. So basically a satanic North Korea is north of America.
Welcome. And we are on your border and everyone's acting like nothing's going to happen. But I'm telling you, the smartest thing that happened was Trump realized who Mark Carney was and said, I'm not talking to that clown. The guy's a disaster. And it's not like we have a system where somebody like me could run, because the conservatives won't acknowledge or accept me as a person because of the way I speak. So who do we have to save the country? Because Pierre Poilievre is not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And now Danielle Smith has hired the largest MAID practitioner outside of Ellen Weeb to be the head of public health in Alberta. And all he does now and has been doing since 2016 is killing people. And we talked about it on the Substack today, because this individual's whole MO is how do we kill more people? Sean Johnson in British Columbia, one of the largest MAID killers. Ellen Weeb in British Columbia. And BC has some of the largest MAID deaths. And Quebec, 8% of the deaths in Quebec are done by euthanasia. And they are the only ones breaking federal law to allow for the expansion into the advanced death request.
That's important. Almost 10% of the deaths in one province is government killing people.
Just in that province. And last year alone was 16,499. And just very, very quickly, this is how you know this is dark and satanic. In the, over in, I think it was in, it was over in like the Denmark area. There was a grandmother who did an advanced request, okay? She had dementia. She had an advance request. And what happened was she was meeting with her doctor. The doctor put a sedative in her coffee. She came to mid-procedure and said, stop, I don't want this. And the doctor made her whole family hold her down while she finished it. This happened in Hawaii as well. A man woke up mid-procedure, said, I don't want this anymore. And the doctor in Hawaii continued to kill the individual anyway.
So it's a satanic death cult, literally doing human sacrifices.
This is what happens. We just kill you. We've had people who had their whole
family. By the way, every culture at the end does this.
Well, of course.
It was Africa, Europe, Asia, Latin America, Mesoamerica, they all, at the end, what is this human sacrifice thing? It's this final thing.
It's what people want. And this is what I don't understand. They're being taught to want this. You break a society psychologically, like COVID psyop. You tell people that you're...
If you won't stand up for yourself and let them kill your children and old people, you're done.
And like Malice said to me yesterday, Kelsey, Canadians want this. Canadians want this, or they would have stood up a long time ago. The trucker protest was not enough. You need to believe me when I say that Canadians want this, or they would be doing the same thing you're doing, but they're too damn afraid of the government to do it. I don't know if I'm just too dumb to realize what I'm up against, but I'm not stopping, and this is going to stop in my life.
Well, they're in Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, there's that, too. That's what we've got in Canada. But you need to remember that this is going to continue to expand in America. This year alone, we added two new states. We have 20 new states with bills on the table, and all of the death cults have said, we don't need to say children. We can just say terminally ill, and then what happens next is we will amend the law once it's in place, and we will continue to expand the eugenics program.
Yeah, so they can't kill you in the womb.
That's right.
They cut your genitals off. But if that won't work, they euthanize you.
That's right. And we're going to get you there, and we're going to do it through conditions that are perfectly curable, and we're going to do it conditions that are things like anorexia. We just need to work on the mental health aspect. But instead, you break a society, you break them financially, you break them mentally, and then you say, you know what? Life is so hard, so difficult. Let's euthanize you anyway. And that's what we're seeing in North America, and we're seeing across the globe. And nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to stand up to the governments on this.
Incredible. You're on the War Room in 30 minutes.
I can't wait.
Give them the clips. But clips we didn't get to.
Yeah, we're going to get more of them. So we've got tons of clips to go through. And I, like I said, I'll send these guys more to you. But we have got a ton of clips. This is not just me. We've got the Better Off Dead documentary. We got four other documentaries I'm in where you've got Ellen Weave talking about it's the most beautiful work she's ever done. She never will stop killing.
You have the audio of them saying kill everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay right there. Folks, we can't do work without you and your support. Spread the word. We're live right now on X. Take this once we post it on X and Rumble and share it like your life depends on it, because it does. We can beat this death cult, but you got to face it and deal with it and get aggressive. Just like you're in a parking lot, somebody attacks you for no reason. You don't want to fight, but you're under attack. This is war. And support the broadcast. Do your Christmas shopping right now to back this life-saving information, to stop the next pandemic, to stop the next lockdowns, to stop the euthanasia, to stop the pedophilia, stop it all. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Get ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. Get the shilajit. Get the bovine colostrum. These are all incredible products. We have the very best, you know, basic stuff that everybody knows is great, like creatine at great prices. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are the final ingredient. You're the variable. Will you support yourself? Will you get great products that enrich your life while at the same time keeping us on air? It's up to you. It's so crazy. It's so simple. Do it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank all of you that have supported. I want to encourage those that haven't. Get off the fence now. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So we continue, no matter what happens, to fight these tyrants. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to end this now. But if you go to Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, you go to X, the Alex Jones channel, find the InfoWars feed. Harrison Smith, the War Room, is about to take over all the latest news. And our guest right here, Kelsey Sheeran, is going to be on there. Find her at Kelsey Sheeran on X and Kelsey Burns on X and Substack. That's the end of this transmission. God bless you all. The ball is in your court now to take action and stand up for yourself. We need you.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.